Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This is Frank in Manhattan. 9/11, a national holiday. What do you think, Frank?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What do you think? What do you think, Frank?
Is this me?
That's you. Go right ahead.
Oh, well, I actually have never called a radio show before. This sounds interesting.
Well, here's what we do. First-time callers don't wait. If you're a first-time caller, I don't make you wait. I put you right on the air.
Oh, thanks. I've never called a radio show before, but I like listening to the interaction between people and the show hosts and hearing other people's opinions. And you're filling a void. And speaking of filling a void, how long do you think it'll be before the Don and Mike Show are back on in New York City?
I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath for that, Frank.
Why do you suppose that would be?
I don't know. Don't they have some sort of contest where if, like, you can call me and say their names, you get a prize? Is that the deal here?
No, actually, it's not that at all. It's if I...
Very good. Very good. Don and Mike. Oh, God. I hope he gets a prize, though, for that.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 comes from the good folks at Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle. Stop by 9610 Lee Highway in Fairfax, Virginia, or check out www.thenumber4farish.com. You'll be glad you did.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe. Happy f***ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
Thursday is just Thursday for you. They don't celebrate the holiday? No, well, it's about America. It's an American holiday.
Is it? They have their own Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they do. F them. 800-636-1067. That's the number from Canada. And I'm sorry, it's the red, white, and blue that is coursing through my veins that made me say that. F them, that, because they have their own Thanksgiving.
They're welcome to call at any time, sure.
Yeah. As long as they're willing to, you know, happy Thanksgiving to America. The teeth that we're sucking on.
This is true.
And Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. I know what you're saying. Right now you're saying...
Who he?
We'll find out.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey,
what happened? Shut up! Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Is that Brad Garrett?
No, that's from a segment. That's all I know. It was, we had a caller on.
Who he?
And we mentioned a name, and the caller said,
"Who he?"
And it's one of those things. One of those things.
Hello, Raymond.
It's been emailed from person to person.
Right.
That we're here. At
Raymond, I'm your brother.
Who he?
No, you know, it almost has a little Brad Garrett to it.
It does sound like it could be that.
Charlie, well, here he is. Charlie Boy Broyhill, a super producer.
Who he?
He pulled the clip. Who is it, Charlie?
I have no idea. It was somebody you had on as a guest that he wanted information, and you asked him where you could send it. And then Mike said, "Garner, are you related to James?"
Who he?
Said.
Who he?
Right.
No, I'm related to Raymond.
Who he?
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Raymond's brother.
Listen, we got to start off today. Boy, first, you know, prayers go out to the Campbell family. I don't know if you've seen the picture of you already got it, Rob. I don't know if you've seen the picture. If you thought Nick Nolte's mugshot was bad, you got to check out Glenn Campbell. I bet you didn't know, Mike?
No, I didn't.
I'm a lineman for the county.
DWI.
Oh, dear.
Not only DWI, but also, see if this reminds you of anybody. He was so drunk, he was very happy, then he was very angry.
Right.
Then he was very happy, then he was very angry again.
So he went through the phases twice.
Well, this is going to be on the news with Buzz later.
Multiple times.
But I don't want to get deeply into it. However, the best part is that when he was in jail, he would alternate between singing for the cops and trying to beat them up.
Wow.
So there you go.
The mugshot that you mentioned, he looks angry. That's what I think sets his mugshot apart from everybody else's. He really looks mad. So singing and beating them up?
Still not as funny as Michael Jackson's mugshot.
No. But well, who is that supposed to remind me of?
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody. Come
just
on.
Checking.
No, it's not important. Kidding.
Yeah, I was just curious about that.
Just kidding.
Because I never sing when I'm beating people up.
And you don't beat people up.
No, I really don't.
And you really only go from when you really get.
I only go through one phase.
Yeah.
Happy, and then the anger is permanent.
until
I fall asleep.
It's opposite with me. I'm always angry. And then when I drink, I get happy.
And then you get beyond happy. You get lovey-dovey.
Yeah. Very loving.
Hello, Don and Mike. Here you go. Nice correction call. Hello. Please correct me.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say that Thanksgiving was the finding of America and not the United States.
Same difference.
Yeah, but you know.
Same difference. I'm not doing a show here. Mike's not doing a show here for the ages, my friend. We're doing a show for your enjoyment.
And well, when they discovered America, is that why they call Canadians Americans? No, because it's America.
Rob, it's all right. Listen,
this is the Canucks.
Just, I want to point out the energy in this whole place today and on the phone is absolutely typical Tuesday before Thanksgiving energy.
Mm-hmm. And
I've studied it. Last year I studied it.
You know what, Mike?
Yes.
Let me just say, normally I say when you say it's a high pressure system.
Right.
Or you say it's that we've had so many cloudy days.
Right.
I do agree with you.
Yes.
That there's a vibe out there. Not on this show. I mean, not even on this show.
It's on this show. It's year after year after year, well, and it's going to be even, I just want to alert people, it will be even weirder. No, yes. It won't be as weird tomorrow. Today is the day
and
when people are wigged out.
I'll tell you, listen.
That's off the Canucks.
Okay, thanks for calling.
There you go.
Whatever, when they discover.
This is Angry Tuesday.
The United guess. States. No, and I'll tell you.
Hey, go out today. Go out to the malls today.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Happy Tuesday. for a lot of people, hold on, and I would be in the minority here, the angry people, mm-hmm. because I don't know if you're like me, when I've gone around even yesterday,
right.
I've noticed a lot of people who are getting ready to leave. I've noticed a lot of people
yep.
who are getting...
Tying up those loose ends.
Getting out of town, and it was right. Normally tomorrow is the end of the Hobios travel day of the year, mm-hmm. But really it's kind of spaced out over the whole week now,
mm-hmm.
and I've talked to people, and I know a bunch of guys with Joe Jobs,
mm-hmm.
who have said, when are you heading down to the beach?
Right.
After the show Wednesday, mm-hmm. traffic down Thursday. Oh, we're going down Tuesday.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
We're going down. How are you getting down on Tuesday? Well, for Thanksgiving, nobody really works. Now, I know that people really work,
mm-hmm.
and this is where I think we get the problem on the telephones.
Right.
Because we don't get any of the happy people.
No.
Who have got, the entire week off, and for them, this is a...
They're gone.
They're thinking happy stuff about getting the hell out of here.
Right.
And being with their families, and then you've got the people like us that are still here. And
yeah.
And tomorrow is when we get the depressed people. Tomorrow is when we get the people when we finally realize, yeah. it's the last hours before Thanksgiving. And yeah.
Today, I sense, because I was out all over the place today, I got the impression that people were very uptight. The stores in preparation, the grocery store in preparation for the holiday, people are wrapped tight.
Yeah. Forget that.
I mean, it's almost, it's the Christmas frenzy has already begun, but it's a pre-Thanksgiving thing, and it's ridiculous. I made a terrible mistake. I needed some Sharpies to write on the calendar at my house for my kids' schedule,
mm-hmm.
and I went to Michael's Crafts.
Right.
And by the time that experience was, Rob, you're absolutely right. By the time that experience was over, I was ready to go and purchase a handgun and go back there.
Wow.
Including...
Go to Michael's gun shop.
As I was standing in line late for the show, as I was waiting, and the page came over.
With the owner of the black GMC Yukon, the black Yukon, will you please move it? The woman cannot get into our car.
Is that your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your car.
And I walked over, and in fairness, I had my right, you know how those wide vehicles are? I was on the paint mm-hmm. with my right rear, and she was, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
And, in fairness, she could not have been nicer, but the process of going in there and waiting for, and everybody doing their little thing, buying their dried little flowers to put wherever the hell they're going to, in a store that I just said, hey, I'm sure they'll have magic markers here. And they did.
Yeah.
But it was hell. Keep me out of that store.
See, that's a place where you'd find the happy people. Anyone that would go to a now you're going there last minute here.
Yeah, last minute. Just on a way. Just one thing I needed to do. I've been needing to do it for a while.
You're not one of those people, though.
They were the slow people.
Yeah. And that's why they're the happy people.
Were the slow. Yeah. Moving women, slower. Almost got run over by a rascal.
There's only one spot where you're going to find things slower over the next month, and that's a Hallmark store.
Right.
Because there you get the old ladies who want to go in and look at whatever the trinkets are that Hallmark has.
Right.
Look this year. It's Superman and Anna Nicole Smith
mm-hmm.
on a limited statuette ornament.
Exactly.
And the women are in the store going, do you have your Hallmark gold card?
There's a woman that you walk into Michael's Crafts. I've never been in there before. Maybe once I went in for some Christmas stuff. You have to be funneled to the right
mm-hmm.
where there is an aisle that's big enough for a shopping cart and maybe a normal sized person. There is a woman there that right when you walk in, they've got all their merchandise along the right side of the store, and a woman is squatting down, a woman the size of Refrigerator Perry,
mm-hmm.
is squatting down with her cart on the other side, and I say loudly, I mean, I'm not even breaking stride, I go, excuse me. And I go... And then, the process, excuse me, you literally put a cork in the store.
Yes.
By where you're squatting.
I agree.
It's
now that's when you know you're in Buzz's wheelhouse.
It's mad.
When Buzz does his little,
get out of the way.
Yes. When you get
she would have finished looking at whatever, cake decorating thing she was looking at.
Right.
And would not have moved for me.
Guys, I'm telling you, you're correct. You're all correct. It's all part of the big happy plan, unhappy plan. And right now,
I don't think anybody's happy today.
No. No, I disagree. All those schmucks in the craft store And I don't put you in that league of the schmucks, but I mean...
Maybe you're right. Maybe I should have opened my eyes. Maybe they were happy.
The people who like, go in those places with a basket 2 days before Thanksgiving...
Yeah, they got all day to go home and dick around.
Stop and look at every nook and knick-knack for their nooks and crannies. These are the people who are happy, who believe, like, people who I'm guessing watch Lifetime Movie Channel a lot.
Yes.
And for them, you know, the Christmas music can never come early enough.
Right,
and,
right.
And...
They have no schedule. They have the time.
They're happy. That's maybe you're right, and I maybe
Here's
the thing.
Maybe
it's me. No, it's me.
No, it's people with jobs and things to do and things to get done versus the people who just don't care and have no schedule.
That's it, man. I have something to do.
Oh, no, Buzz.
Yes.
No, I think there are people who work and have jobs, yet somehow manage to free their minds during this time of year where they get this crazy happy thing.
Okay. Well, you're probably right.
I just want to. What is it to all of them? You know, of all of our holidays, Thanksgiving is one that I enjoy the most, but it's also, frankly, the one that really is the most overblown out of all of our holidays, just from a way that we participate in this. The people that we have to see, generally speaking, if you're going to say we're going to have a dinner party, and we're going to invite all of the people on this list, you'd go... There is no effing way I'm going to this party. This is like the worst party ever. And they say, and on top of this, on top of the fact that you're going to be with all these people, in some cases, your intake of alcohol is going to be limited because, you know, you don't want to get drunk in front of these people. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to spend, I'm talking, 12 to 16 hours on Sunday with these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you can go anywhere.
I mean, on Thursday.
Yeah, right. On Thursday. It's not like you can go anywhere to hide.
But the greatest thing about Thanksgiving is that you're right, it is Thursday, and then, you know, at least you can do what you want after that.
Mm-hmm. But this is part of the thing that I think people go through, that it's you're thinking it's a good thing, so then you think happy things, and then you think, well, wait, hold on, they always, you know, they always get drunk around the eggnog, and then, you know, the dad pulls out the handgun, and then, then something happens. And
it is, I'm going to be very honest here, and I speak from authority. I find Thanksgiving to be one of the most traumatic, next to New Year's, one of the most traumatic holidays, because I think, just based on personal experience, that S goes down around this holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and that is why it's overrated.
My personal crap.
That's why it's overrated as a holiday.
Began 2 years ago on this holiday. That's when I got the word, as it were. And let me tell you something. It is just... maybe I get a little depressed around this time because it really, but I've known people that have said, I have no idea. And it happened. When did it happen? Thanksgiving, you know?
Well,
also, good stuff happens Thanksgiving.
And the password is family, you know? That's where things either go very well or very, usually very wrong.
I proposed on Thanksgiving and I got the word that things were going to go south on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right, so Dr. Freud, so now we know why you're uptight about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe it is, but I also think...
But I think there's a general feeling...
Significant stuff happens on Thanksgiving.
Right,
really
true.
There's a general feeling out there among us humans right now that either you are in that mode where, okay, it's Tuesday and it's a short week, but I'm going to get through it and we're going to do the work that we have to do, as opposed to the people, like when I was at the store today, and a woman at the Safeway had absolutely no reason to feel any scorn from me. She did not come in my line of sight. She didn't get in front of me. She didn't cut in line. Here's what she was doing. She had on the Thanksgiving sweater.
Oh.
Now, I'll tolerate this.
I'm becoming a bitter old guy.
No.
We all are.
Yeah. Let me also say at the same time that I don't suffer from the Thanksgiving phobia that Mike does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is just my...
Phobia would be the wrong word. I think it would be Thanksgiving...
angst?
Thanksgiving angst?
No.
I'll find a right word.
Okay.
I've changed. No, it starts with a D. Depression.
Depression.
Thanksgiving depression.
No, I'm actually...
Just on the day, but I'm doing everything possible to fight it.
Good.
I'm happy about it, and even though I know that I'm one of the schmucks that's going to go into this thing on Sunday, and it's going to be... All of these people...
Thursday?
Or Thursday again.
Sorry, Thursday.
It's the short week.
No, I know why he makes that mistake, too. I'm the only one in the room that knows why he makes that mistake.
Why?
Football.
Oh, football on Thursday.
Yeah,
sure.
I know him that well.
Makes it Sunday.
and I know that there's a fight in my future on Thursday, because what's going to happen is, at some point, I'm just going to have to retreat from whatever's happening, from whether it be Scrabble or Trivial Pursuit or...
You're going to go into your cave?
Yeah, whatever game it is that involves taking guy that have letters or numbers on them and rolling them up, and then everybody has to sit around and then make a word together or draw. That's the part of Thanksgiving I freaking hate.
Right.
You know, in my book, you could get away with that at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because that's when you're nestled in the bosom of your family, and you've got all of this sensory stuff because you've just gotten all these gifts.
Right.
You're happy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Someone can bring, I don't know how it happened for you. I would imagine if you would just, if your wife had said what she said to you, well, no, it would be worse on Christmas. Never mind.
Yeah.
Worse on Christmas than Thanksgiving.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. I mean, it was not the definitive word. It was the beginning of bad times.
But
family fights occur that day, but that's why there's liquor and football.
But I'm in the Safeway, and I'm looking for a couple of things, you know, because my wife's got the list for me.
Right.
And I can't just buy light bulbs. I have to buy halogen floodlight light bulbs, and I'm looking for the right thing, and I'm frustrated because I don't, when I go to the store, I don't look for this stuff, and I got the list because she's working, and we've been through this 1,000 times, and there's a woman who's about 20 feet away from me on the same aisle, and now keep in mind, they've got the Muzak going in Safeway,
mm-hmm.
and to their credit, it's not Christmas music. It's something like Muzak versions of The Captain's Meal. It's something, you know, Bee Gees, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hear this woman. Dun 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 dun.
You know, the three of us could go out as a gang.
Yeah, yeah, rough up some people.
No, listen, I'm not, I'm just saying I understand the vibe out there.
Right.
I mean, I've got a little of it because I was looking at this woman and just thinking, why, you know, hey, sister, why so happy?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey, why so friggin' happy? And then she turned around, because I only got her from the side with her dun-dun-dun, and she turned around and she had on the sweater. And, you know, the Thanksgiving colors are like half Halloween.
Yeah, half Christmas.
Half Christmas.
Brown. Right.
It's
brown.
There's a lot of brown and orange,
right.
and it's got a pumpkin on it somewhere, but it's mainly a turkey.
Right.
And
those sweaters that are just...
And how come nobody stopped?
Burn them.
How come no one stopped this?
I'm sorry.
How come nobody stopped this happy woman on the way out of her door to say, you know, are you planning on going into public dressed like that?
Yeah.
You know, you look like somebody going into, as someone who has done this, you look like somebody walking around in a Star Trek uniform.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. And this way, and it was just something about done. Da dun 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 dun, la 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 la. I mean, really, she was doing it, and there was nobody else around.
Well, you know what that is? You know, there's a line out of broadcast news where Albert Brooks and William Hurt are on the patio, and William Hurt says to Albert Brooks, "What do you do when all your dreams come true?" And Albert Brooks says, "Keep it to yourself."
Yeah.
And that lady was advertising. Because she was in a good mood, instead of just being in a good mood, she's going, "I'm feeling great, and I'm going to sing to you."
No, I think there's that general vibe out there from those of us who, and how weird it is that
those of us that are still slaying the dragon.
Yeah. How weird it is that I put us in that category.
Yeah.
And those people who have already. You know,
that explains it.
Here in the building. Look in the building. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. I love Colette Harris, who is our receptionist.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I would tell you that she is operating today perhaps at 22% of what her capability is.
Yes.
And I can't blame her. Because she's sitting out there looking at her watch, waiting until 5, knowing that tomorrow is really, she could come to work drunk. Because tomorrow,
what's Steve Johnson operating at? He just walked by the window, and Steve, I couldn't get a beat on him.
Steve Johnson is always drunk.
So he's always at 10%.
That's why it's impossible to figure out. Yeah, there he goes, by a good friend of the show.
Hi,
Steve Johnson, the drunk Steve Johnson. So I understand it's hard to keep your focus.
Just, right. Can I say something about that Christmas music, though?
Don't sing.
I know we've discussed it. We dissed it, we put it down, but I mean seriously, I used to keep a secret from Don when they started doing it after Thanksgiving and playing it for the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tune it in occasionally, because after the holiday I would kind of get into the spirit of things.
Sure.
Because of what they've done, and I said this before, they've ruined it. They've come close. They're starting to ruin Christmas because they played it early, and I logged a little time with it. I went in for 30 seconds. I could only give it 10 seconds instead of 30 seconds. And now because of that, I have no desire to listen to Christmas music at all.
Stay with that anger for our next segment.
All right, very good.
And we are going to, because it's going to be, this is going to lose the freshness of value of this. Is going to be gone very soon. about two different articles I've got here from the radio magazines about Christmas music. How many stations in America now are doing it? And do you know in some markets you have as many as four stations playing all Christmas music?
We have
now.
Two in Washington.
And then you have here also another one, an article with a consultant who offers some of his best bits of Christmas for DJ. So hold on to the anger. That's coming up in a second.
Have you heard the ad for the classical station in town that's playing the Christmas music where they play the most wussified Christmas version of some song? And it's like, Christmas feels like the way it ought to be. Duh.
You're wound up, my friend.
I am.
You're wound up.
I'm wound up because I got paged out of a store to let a woman, because a woman couldn't get into her car. I couldn't believe that. Yeah. You know, come in on the other side.
Here's a note.
Come in through the break the window.
Climb over the stairs.
Here's a note to Channel 5. And this would be a kind of a note to all TV stations everywhere. That if you're going to, you know, they're in the sweeps now, the ratings thing now. Mm-hmm. That if you're going to run something, if you got something sensational that you're going to be teasing all night long, you got to give the payoff. And here's exactly what I'm talking about. Last night on Fox, they keep saying, the most amazing story you'll ever hear. A woman is in a coma, brain dead, something like that.
Right.
She wakes up, and she speaks with a British accent.
Yeah, I saw that promo.
Tonight on the 10 o'clock news.
Right.
So, I'm watching the football game last night, but I keep going to Fox because I want to see what the story is.
Right.
And they tease it continually. During.
So they say that for the end of the newscast?
Now, here's where they give it. They give it the S spot in news is when you're in the break coming into weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they've got like 30 seconds to fill before they do some BS chatter with the anchor people about, you know.
An amazing story. Amazing weather we're having.
Right. So it's they're coming back from the break and they go, and now the story we've been telling you about. This woman is Emily Latella. She was in a coma and she woke up and now she speaks British. She speaks with an English accent.
Hello.
She suffers from blah, 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 whatever syndrome it is. And they've got a picture of the woman on the screen.
Right.
And you see, it's not a picture, it's a video.
It's the queen.
You never hear her speak.
No payoff.
You never hear her speak. So for 3 hours they've been saying...
That's a ripoff.
This is... you're not going to believe this. Crazy woman goes into a coma, wakes up, she's talking like Princess Di, like Lady Di.
Hello!
Yeah, And that's it.
You just have to take their word for it.
That's it. And then you go to Sam Palka, who wants to tell us that we're going to have a nice Thanksgiving.
Right.
Oh, come on.
That's beautiful.
Get out of here. And then I got to wake up and see that mugshot. And, Mike, during the break, you got to go to the internet and check it out.
You say worse than Nick Nolte.
Well, keeping in mind that Glenn Campbell's just so goddamn handsome.
He's angry in this one.
For the Glenn Campbell that I know and that I love.
Pretty significant blood alcohol level in old Glenn.
Yes.
Was it
1.15, which is nearly double the legal limit. He's been charged with extreme DUI.
Yeah. I didn't know they could charge you with that.
They can in Arizona.
Wow.
There you go. Glenn Campbell.
From what I saw, all they said is that he exceeded 0.15. They didn't say he was at 0.15.
Oh, really?
But he exceeded it. And that's too much.
Yeah.
So he's in jail.
Was it Robert Conrad that's also dealing with that?
Yeah, that was a bad
wasn't
accident.
Wasn't he three times the legal limit?
I think so, as I recall. Yeah, very bad accident in his case. Nobody was hurt with Glenn Campbell.
We were just talking about Glenn Campbell the other day.
Yeah.
And some other substances.
Glenn Campbell.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles.
I'm just picturing him. He's all bombed.
There yesterday.
And then one second he's yelling at the guys in jail. Because apparently that's what he was. Right, Buzz?
Right, yeah. He's like, alternate.
I'm going to kick your butt.
Like, F you. F you.
I am a lineman for the county.
Hey, boys. Somebody give me a git stick right now. It's great to be here in your prison. Hope you remember this one.
I am a lineman for the county.
Hi, I'm Glenn Campbell.
And I drive...
All right, no more singing. Now get me out of this effing jail.
I'm starting swinging it, guys.
Yeah. Get me out of this effing jail.
Wow.
Anyway, I know you'll have that during the news.
Yes, we will.
Buzz, and we'll cover that in depth. Got a break right here. Hey, everybody. Thanksgiving's 2 days away.
Yes, it is.
It's just 2 days away. And now Mike,
thank you, John
Mike,
Norman.
Mike has just been handed the...
John Norman brought this. It's better than Nolte. Oh, it's he's pretty good. Mad.
It's pretty good.
Oh, he is so angry.
Yeah.
Look, that is amazing.
Yeah, I've been looking at it all day. It's the newest screensaver on my computer at home.
I've been walking these...
Wow. I'm just waiting for my wife to get home and figure out that, you know, I've got, I think, the Green Bay Packers G, I think, is the screensaver I've got right now. But when she goes home tonight, I got a big color one from AOL. Just, wow. That's beautiful. I think it's on your welcome page on AOL. You know how they flash on sometimes with, you know, like, you know, President Bush is booed in
right,
London.
If you
stand long enough, it flips around to Glenn Campbell arrested.
And you got it this morning. And I'm frustrated with old Yahoo. I've had the guy that dislocated his elbow lifting weights for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah,
that's
not good. Not good at all. But boy, that's a picture.
Yeah.
Now,
have you seen that picture?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. Here's someone says, take this call before break.
Hmm.
All right, go with Joe here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I had a problem. Why's Don ragging on Glenn Campbell so bad? Is Don...
Joe, why you put that through? Why you kill me like that, Joe?
Hey, what the hell is that? Was that take that before the break?
Yeah. No, it says I don't see Don's mug on web. Hey, listen, pal. You know, you got issues with me, and I don't got time to deal with you on the radio show.
Tuesday. Thanksgiving week Tuesday.
Yeah, stay on the line, though.
Angry day.
If you got the guts, stay on the line. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Because you got a lot to say to me, and now I got your phone number, so I can call you back. But just stay on hold, because it's not productive to the show to argue and stuff, and I rarely will delete anything out.
You lied, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
You can hear it in the tone of his voice. If I didn't put him through, he would not go away.
All right. So
he's got a point to
me. But he's got issues, and he's got issues with me about things that I don't want to talk about on the radio. I mean, just, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. No problem.
Hold on a second. Because I love talking to people who want to, you know, bring up.
You love people.
See, now I'm caught. I'm caught because this guy's going
to
say, it's
not. We'll both talk to him. You know what? Why don't you let me talk to him? I need to do that.
Hey, dickhead, it ain't no secret that I was busted 5 years ago for pot. What's your point?
Was your mugshot on the internet?
Yes, it was.
Really? And is it still there?
Yes. You know why? Because I'm handsome and I'm famous and I'm rich and I'm happy.
It was a much better picture.
Hey, can I talk to you during the break?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a sec.
It's Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
You know, I don't even know why I dumped that out. Because it's just...
I understand that.
Whatever. You know, it's like, God damn.
Whatever. This is not a happy man.
To all you people, is this where you're living now? Is that the best you can do?
Don, here's the deal. Here's why I want to talk to that guy during the break.
Yeah.
Because I think I got a lot in common with him. I really do. I think I'm feeling the same thing. And I think we'll have a nice chat.
Where's area code 775? Where are you calling from, idiot?
Hell, I think.
Come on, now. It's not. There's the name calling.
Where are you calling from?
Nevada.
Nevada.
Nevada?
Nevada.
Reno?
Maybe.
Well, Reno's a happy place.
And what do you mean, maybe?
I am happy. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Can I talk to you during the break?
First time.
I understand you just want to bust balls. But listen, at some point, when's the statute of limitations on that one run out?
7 years.
7 years, according to who?
Statute of limitations is 7 years.
Can I tell you the truth? Can I really expose what the deal is, really?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't want to tell you this. I said we have a lot in common. We have a lot in common. I know his mother, and she used to play Glenn Campbell records when I was shaving her back.
Oh, I got that. All right, well, hold on a second. Because really, I'd love to speak to you off the air.
Stick around, friend.
Okay, pal.
Happy Tuesday of Thanksgiving week.
All right,
it is always like this.
Now, don't be afraid and hang up.
I'm about to lose my phone.
You going to let me have a piece of this for a change?
What was that about your phone?
Nothing. I'm going to pull off the road here.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Pull the car over. Who hasn't done that? Pull over right now.
Pull the car over.
Come on. Pull over.
Pull it over. No, don't be laughing. Don't be laughing. This is not going to be a funny time for you.
Pull over, pussy boy.
I'm pulling over. What, you think I'm in trouble?
You're in big trouble now, man.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
You got everybody angry at you. You got Don, Mike, Buzz. Mm-hmm. Even Rob's mad at you.
I'm so angry.
you're laughing.
You're laughing.
And then the silence, like as you breathe through your mouth, trying to formulate your not prearranged thought.
It's okay. Listen, I get it.
Give me him, Don.
I really get it.
I want him today.
I get it. You know, I'm here talking about who's happy and who's not happy. Yeah. And let's face it, I guess in your universe, I got to have the dream life, right? Hey, dumb caller?
Okay, dumb caller. I'm listening.
Yeah, so, I mean, agree with me or not, you got to think I have the dream life, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right, so so you're angry about that to begin with, just because I'm good at what I do and I like what I do, and you hear me having fun and you got to try to bring me down. You got to be one of those guys that's got to knock me down a peg.
Caller, are you going to be honest enough to tell us and all of our listeners what's gone wrong in your life?
No.
Why are you?
You're not going to be honest enough.
I'm not on the radio ragging at Glenn Campbell.
No, but the fact of the matter is, there's obviously something, and I know this. Because I have that in common with you. There's something in your life that hasn't gone 100%.
No, Michael.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, see? I knew I'd get that out of
him. Of course there is. Either way, I don't mind the ball busted. I just don't get it. It's like,
If you want to get in a better mood, take a look at Glenn Campbell's picture here.
Yeah, right.
Are you a Glenn Campbell fan, sir?
No, I'm not.
What, of the thousands of people who've been ragged on this comedy program, why are you so offended about Glenn Campbell?
I tried to get through before, but I can't. You guys rag on everyone that...
You've been offended all of those times.
Yes, we rag on everyone. And don't you think that when I went through what I went through now, 5.5 years ago, I maybe took my share of crap? And that maybe 5.5 years later, I really should be able to put that behind me without some dick from Nevada calling me up on a national radio show about it?
So now you have free reign to just rag on everyone that makes.
Yeah, that's right. I do.
Well, that's what you enjoy about the show, though.
So, but the guys like you feel the need for whatever reason to take me down a peg, and it just gets back again to the whole thing about how you must think my life is so great, and I just want to tell you, it is. It's greater than you could possibly imagine.
Have you, sir? Have you seen
so much fun?
Have you seen the Glenn Campbell mugshot?
No, I have not.
Oh, you would not have called if you saw it.
That's true. He's right.
You would not have called.
He's right.
It's great. Listen, I'm sorry you're you. I'm sorry that you felt that because I was making fun of Glenn Campbell's mug picture that you had to call in and mention something bad that had happened to me 5.5 years ago.
Everybody that saw this mugshot has gotten a laugh out of it. I've taken a look at it, and I feel like I'm looking
at it. If that makes you happy, well,
that was a funny line.
Then happy Thanksgiving.
I apologize. Good day.
I don't accept, and I want you to stay on the line.
He's gone. He bailed. Well, you have his number.
I do. There you go. You want to call him back?
Look at that picture. No, he's not worth it.
I know.
He's not worth it. I'm just looking at this.
I know. It's a great picture.
That is a funny... That is really, for in its own way, funnier than the... And nobody's passing judgment on old Glenn.
No.
Oh,
nobody.
I am.
Green. No, you're not.
Okay,
no,
one of us
you're
is.
Not.
Guilty. Guilty. Toss away the key. Toss away the key. I just let him get the same unpreferential treatment that I received. That
yes.
is all I ask.
Well, I believe this release of this photograph.
I know. We got a break. Well, the Thanksgiving fun has begun.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Where's that absinthe?
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Forget a thing like Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't gonna happen.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Who he?
I don't know.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, yeah. Radio God, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Now listen, I didn't catch what that Joker's name was, but I got a little message for that guy. F you, F ball.
Thank you. I should point out, I took that call because it was on the screen and Joe put, dickhead was on the phone, and I can't turn away from a dickhead call. I didn't
enjoy
know
the conflict.
It was going to be, a guy trying to bust my balls, which is fine, I guess. If you want to bust balls, this is a forum that sometimes you can do it in. The only thing that got me was Joe's explanation.
Yeah.
Which I thought was completely valid.
I'll take a call from any guy. And Joe, now you don't have to put up... You should know now all of these calls are people who want to just say they apologize for that guy. And why you'd want to apologize... Why anybody would want to apologize for him but his mother, I don't know.
Right.
Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
All right, no need to apologize for that guy. I took the call.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know, but I don't want Nevada, my hometown, to be represented that way. It makes me look like an idiot as well.
I think if we're talking about percentages, Nevada calls, by and large, have been overwhelmingly positive.
The town of Nevada is safe.
The town of Nevada.
Don't worry, but here is my director of first impressions, Joe Ardinger.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a guy who's probably off this week, and he's going to call the show and show you. He's listening real good.
Okay, but it's your job... Really, to even if it's tedious,
okay,
to keep hanging up on him,
okay,
not to just eventually because and the show had only been on for 20 minutes at that point.
Well, Joe said
that guy had a point and he was going to make it,
but and you said he was if you didn't let him through, he was going to call you all day.
He's going to call all day,
but see that's the thing is just deal with it.
Right.
Let me explain Joe's decision. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
So you're saying that Joe's judgment was influenced by the fact that it's the Tuesday before
There's
Thanksgiving?
There's a chance, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's my man Joe. My man Joe. Joe, and don't forget that you should... Well, never mind.
What were you going to say?
No, because I don't mean it. Because I'm not really mad at Joe, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
That I had told Joe that this year for Christmas, I wanted to make sure that I got him something nice, but I wasn't really sure what to get him.
Right.
And that I didn't want to, like, get him a piece of junk. Mm-hmm. So I had a long conversation with Joe, and I said, I really don't know which way to go. Like, you know, I'm thinking, like, a TiVo unit or, you know,
right.
something electronic or, you know, music, something. I said, so you got to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not gotten back to me with anything yet.
Oh,
and now he just wants to say, Joe, it don't matter. It just don't matter now. Don't worry about it, Joe.
I do know this. I hope he doesn't keep bothering you all day because, you know, with suggestions. You
that would be
like
Steve's
Joe. Hi, Joe.
I just figured out what I wanted, too.
Well, isn't it just too bad?
Why?
Well, because you put that dickhead through. Well,
just out of curiosity, Joe, what is it you want? Done and done.
Processor for my recording studio.
What is it you want, Joe?
A signal processor.
A signal processor for your recording studio?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go to get that, Joe?
Guitar Center.
The Car Center.
Guitar Center.
The Guitar Center.
Oh, the Guitar Center.
Guitar Center.
The Guitar Center, right up the street.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeesh.
All right, well, I tell you, how about you, we got, I don't know, we got 3 weeks or something. Here, let's see how the next 3 weeks go before the holidays. But right now, you're still in the, I would say, over the Secret Santa budget.
SESP.
That's SESP.
Super Double Secret Probation.
Yeah. Yeah, but right now, I don't think you've worked your way out of whatever that is that you want.
Because of one bad caller?
No, it was the explanation, Joe.
No, I'll take the bad... You know, Joe, I'll take the bad calls any day.
Well, and really, Joe, give the explanation you gave when you came in here.
That was the kind of guy who was not going to stop calling until he got through.
Right, but it's your job to stop guys like that. Guys who stop the show and get us into arguments that people really don't want to hear.
All right.
It's your job. You're the spam blocker.
Yeah.
And I'll take the bullet if I'm taking unscreened calls.
Right.
And one of those guys get through. And a lot of times Joe puts up negative calls. And I take them because I want to try to be, as you know, as Al Franken says, as fair and balanced as we possibly can.
And if you kill it at the moment, it will water down as the show goes on. And perhaps that caller, even as tenacious as he may be, will lose interest.
You got to nip it. Nip it in the bud.
And Joe, how come you haven't learned from me? You got the guy's number on caller ID.
Right.
You called the dude back.
I've got his number here.
No, but I mean, before he even, like the fifth time he calls you when you're hanging up on him, you call him back and you say, hey, listen, dude, you know, watch that movie Changing Lanes or whatever that thing is with Sam Jackson and Ben Affleck. Right. When all of a sudden the guy's world collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're making a hollow threat that you could never back up because you're not going to be able to get into a computer agency to find out this any information on this guy to ruin his life. But people think you have that kind of power.
I have the power. I just X'd out all the lines. Nobody's getting through.
Well, now, see, now you're not serving anybody's purpose, Joe.
Well, they've made me all mad. I've had a bad day today. I already flipped one guy off in the parking lot.
Well, Joe, I'm sorry you had a bad day, but come on. We're trying to have a good day here. Now, I've just released all the lines, so allow the people to call.
Okay.
And if you get problem callers, hang up on them. And if they continue to be problem callers, then call them up separately and threaten them. That's my advice to you. In a roundabout way. Pardon me?
Not allowed to do that.
Hey, but Joe, you know the drill.
Well, you do that thing where you star 67.
You know the drill, don't you, Joe?
So they don't know what you're calling them.
Joe?
Yeah, I know.
You know it, right? You know what to do.
I know what to do, but, you know, it's holiday season. I don't want to have to crap on everybody.
Well, you just pick, like, for instance, if that guy today was going to be the guy, then you give him the secret treatment. You know, what to do.
Can't we all just get along?
No, Joe, you got to do your job. And if you can't do your job, then you do the secret thing.
Okay.
But, Joe, you got to be the first line of defense for 4 hours today, please. We can't be on the air for 20 minutes, and there's some dick that just wants to tell me that I shouldn't make fun of Glenn Campbell because I was arrested. You know, Jesus, what a ridiculous premise that is. That's what you gave up my fort for?
It's like, I'm telling you. These are the kind of people, they don't get to call the show often.
Then, Joe, you hang up on them. What's the problem, dude? You hang up on them.
I already did, like, twice.
Twice. Wow. What, is it hurting your finger?
No.
Okay, Joe, you're the director of first impressions.
I mean, when you take 400 calls a day, you get a knack for knowing who's going to be a pest. And
exactly.
Which is why if you get that person, what you have to do is give them the special treatment before you give them to me. You give it to me, you put it up on the screen, you highlight it there so I see it. It's got the special that says dickhead. And I think, oh, it's going to be one of these argument calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not a good argument call. Just some guy that, as it turns out, you were tired of dealing with.
Well, was he a dickhead?
But, Joe, that's not the point. You were tired of dealing with him already. See, the thing is, you found out that he was a dickhead and you dealt with him, but the way you dealt with him was to give it to a guy doing a radio show so that six million other people hear him being a dickhead.
Right.
So, Joe, who's the dickhead?
Well, that guy was, obviously.
Are we getting through?
I understand. I'm going now.
And Joe, you're not. You know, I wanted you to say you're a dickhead, but that's. But you're not really a dickhead. You're just Joe. You're just Joe. And now this is the happy holiday side of me coming out saying that's okay. You know what? You've always been to me like that stray dog that was on the side of the road anyway. You know, the three-legged dog that I let hop into the car. And
sure.
You know, once you got him home and you gave him some food.
You're just like a regular dog, and then you get him a little prosthetic wheel.
And you can't help it.
You're not like a three-legged dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're just my three-legged dog. That's all right, Joe. Don't worry about it.
I'll screen him out.
All right. Well, you know what I like, Joe. I don't mind fighting with people.
No, I know. I don't understand.
Don't cold cock me, Joe. That's all I'm saying. You know, don't get in a fight. Let me get in a fair fight.
Okay.
Okay, and if some guy's giving you a problem that you think is going to give me a problem, Joe, you're the muscle. You're
the enforcer.
You're the bouncer.
I got no problem.
You're the Buzz had it. You're the bouncer.
You're the bouncer.
I am.
You're working the door.
Now, if a call gets through unscreened,
you got the clipboard.
Joe, you'll tell them I take like half the calls unscreened.
That's true.
So when that happens, that's me.
No, you don't need to tell them that.
That's me lifting up the velvet rope, letting somebody in. But other than that, I don't know. It's on you, Joe.
Okay.
How's that Jeep, incidentally?
It's awesome.
Mike, that Jeep that Joe's
driving. It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high-back bucket seats, analog four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages, 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now back to you, Joe.
It's awesome.
Mike, thank you. That's the Jeep we're giving away 2 weeks from Friday.
Somebody's going to be very lucky.
We're going to have a key contest today. We have a mystery guest on the phone.
Ooh.
And it's a mystery guest.
Very good.
Mike, you can play and Buzz can play. And
I'm excited about that.
If you guys can't figure out the mystery guest, then one of our listeners will have the opportunity to and win the key.
Very exciting.
I could start the Jeep that Joe has been driving. Joe, how has the Jeep been driving? You've been driving the actual vehicle.
Yeah, it's really great. And considering we've had the rainy weather and stuff, in the rain it drives like a tank.
Hey, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's and the stereo system's awesome. The interior is awesome. I mean, it's somebody's going to be really happy.
How's that ashtray?
It's empty.
And, Joe, have you eaten in the car yet?
No.
Have you,
made love?
No.
Have you done anything in the car yet except drive it?
I just drive it.
Have you broken wind on the seats?
Probably.
Yeah. Constantly. Joe, what color is the car, the Jeep?
It's silver.
It's lovely silver.
Mm-hmm.
It's silver, and does it have that look that says, I'm a Jeep, get out of my way?
It does. It's actually, you know, my girl drives a Jeep Cherokee, and it rides a little taller than the Cherokee.
So the Liberty's a little more statuesque.
They are a sports ute, you know, to the core. I mean, it's sporty, it handles nice, I mean...
Who's not faking this, ladies and gentlemen? No. This is a legitimate testimony.
I'll tell you what, there's a speed bump that I go over every day in this neighborhood here in Fairfax.
Yeah.
I always hit it about 45 miles an hour just to see.
See, this he's enthusiastic about, you know, covering our asses, covering our backs.
But it's fun.
Know,
I mean,
no problem.
It takes a speed bump. You don't have to even stop for him anymore.
That's because of that wonderful suspension.
Yes.
Well, then, thank you, Joe, for that update on the Jeep. Now, I can't help but noticing that every line is ringing.
Yeah.
So, you know, get to it, boy.
Okay.
Get to it.
Good day.
Because, you know, I love our listeners, Joe. And I
know you do, Don.
And I'd hate
so do
to,
I. As do I.
No, Joe, I really do. I mean, you have the problem with them. I love them.
But before they're callers, they're listeners, so.
Right.
It's a lesson for
Joe.
Us all.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he is.
That's Joe.
Joe Ardinger, the world's oldest phone screener.
Explaining himself.
Big Stones fan. Big Stones fan.
I think you've turned his day around.
Well, I get it, though, because it was a hassle for him.
Yeah.
And if it was a hassle for Joe...
That's what he was saying in a number of words. He was saying it was a hassle. He didn't want to deal with it.
Right. So...
Yeah, but he's got it. That's what he does. He's the bouncer, as Buzz says.
Just put the guy through. If he's the bouncer, we're in an S-load of problems.
He's got to pull back the velvet rope.
Mm-hmm. We got problems. All right. I'll take on-screen calls. Let's see what happens. Hello, Don and Mike. Just a couple. Hello?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
You know, I can tolerate the fact that you do, I drag on that has-been country singer, but picking on poor Joe, who we all love as the oldest screener in the whole business.
He is.
Are you defending Joe Ardinger?
Of course I am.
Oh, get out of here.
That's very nice, though.
You're defending Joe Ardinger.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's the word that describes that.
Hello, Don.
One of the happy
show.
People.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. I'm like, hey, does that Jeep come with an air freshener to cover up the stench?
It's a picture of Joe.
Joe. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering how I could apply for Joe's job.
Joe's got a job here.
Come on, Joe's always... I told you...
And that car's got new Joe smell.
He's a three-legged dog. That car will smell of dog. Hello, Son and Mike show.
Pussycatcher.
You can probably only say PC once without having it dumped. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Claire, and I'm visiting from Chicago. I miss Don and Mike, and I'm listening to them on the radio. But I have my radio turned down. It's like a good listener, and I just wanted to... Say hello, and
hello, Claire.
I think you guys kick serious A, and I miss it being out in Chicago. So I turn my radio off now to comply fully with all the, you know.
Here she
anyway.
Is.
So,
see, Mike, she's one of the Thanksgiving happy people.
Yeah, she's very upbeat, and she's put a smile on my face.
Do you have a Thanksgiving sweater on?
No, I left all that Talbot's bologna at home. So, sorry, I should have brought it with me. Do I have that like preppy uptight voice? Probably.
No, I'm intrigued as to perhaps what you are wearing.
Yeah, I get that a lot. It's really weird, and I don't do anything like that as a profession or anything. So
What are you wearing? Right?
You don't do what as a profession? Like
well, you know, like find myself in a position. Yeah,
phone
something
sex.
Like that. Yeah. Right. That whole,
so every time you have sex, it's for free.
Well, you know, saying it that way, it just sounds bad, you know. But
have you ever charged for sex?
No, haven't gotten to that yet. So not bad. Depraved. I think that's depraved, right?
Well, I hate to go backwards and with this call, but
we don't want to go backwards. So I just wanted to say that you guys pick Sirius A. Have a good show, and I'm glad that.
Hello?
And she's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone. Rob was
slowly and deliberately approaching the microphone.
Wanted to give her a chance, but she was a definite pushy broad.
Hello.
And she wanted to get her thoughts out.
They all are, aren't they, Ron?
Don and Mike, hello.
But she was leading the charge, Buzz.
Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
Happy
Hi.
Thanksgiving, sir.
Hello.
Oh, pretty good. Hello.
Yes, hello.
I was just wanting to know if I could get a key for that Jeep by chance, or...
You know, it's almost like the tryptophan is already kicked in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like everybody's already had
too much bird.
Yeah, already had the turkey. Bird. No, we're gonna.
Why would we give you a key, sir?
Well, we're going to do a contest soon with a mystery guest.
Oh, my bad.
You're bad.
Yeah,
you have to enter.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay, yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Go ahead.
Good luck, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Welcome to the calls that Joe doesn't feel like taking.
Hi.
Hi.
WWJD, what would Jackie do?
Okay, thank you. Hey, prize right there. What would Jackie Kennedy do? What would Jackie Kennedy do? There you go. It's not a he, it's Jackie Kennedy, yeah. Jacqueline Onassis. Here you go. What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Who
he?
Paul, you got dinner for two at the Outback Steakhouse. Something for everyone at Outback. Buy Outback Steakhouse gift certificates for everyone on your holiday list. No rules, just right. Outback Steakhouse. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for remembering yesterday. What would Jackie do?
Jackie Kennedy.
Got to break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now we got to compete with that.
How do we do it?
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Don't miss Singular's great Thanksgiving deals. See, Buzz can really sell this stuff, can't he, Mike?
I love Family Talk.
From Wednesday the 26th through Sunday the 30th, buy one Motorola T720 for $499.
$49.99.
$499 is the Buzz special price. I get one free after. It's a $50 mail-in rebate per phone with a two-year service agreement. And finally,
choose the Sony Ericsson T226. It's free with a two-year service agreement. I like that.
They asked me to sell their phones because I'm nice.
Insist on excellence.
1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to singular.com and go to any Singular wireless store. Be sure that you tell them that Don and Mike, who know Buzz Burbank, sent you.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details. I like that. I like details.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
Anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hoo-hee. Oh, what a hoot and so totally refreshing.
Hoo-hee.
Va, 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 darling. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. I'm going to get to it now because after Thursday, after Thanksgiving, it won't be fresh anymore.
Right.
Because then I think people will tolerate all of the Christmas junk coming into our lives, the TV specials, the stores, the radio stations.
Right.
But as we've wailed about for the last couple of weeks, there was even a station in Charlotte that started playing all Christmas music on Halloween.
Halloween! Wow.
And by now, no matter where you're listening to us, because you know we have a regional coast-to-coast network.
Right.
No matter where you're listening, you're hearing Christmas music, in many cases, from as little as two to as many as four different radio stations in your city.
And I really believe that these stations that started it even earlier this year, like that station that started it on Halloween, have really wrecked it.
Mm-hmm. But now this has become part of radio.
Yeah.
That this is a competition now, and they're writing about it in the radio magazines. I've got here a couple of articles from Radio and Records,
mm-hmm.
the industry's Bible. The Christmas music conundrum and the programmers who have solved it. For instance, the guy that we left voicemail for, John Reynolds, who's the operations manager at WNKS in Charlotte, he's the guy who we believe set the national record by starting playing Christmas music on Halloween.
Yeah, and has probably done more single-handedly to ruin Christmas mm-hmm. than any other program director in the country.
So we tried to call this guy, and we just got his voicemail and never heard back from him. But here he is. He's got his picture in the paper, and as you can tell in the article, Mike, he's wearing a Santa hat.
Hey, isn't that fantastic? With a tie.
And here's what he has to say.
Petey with a tie.
Going all holiday music works for different reasons in different markets. Here in Charlotte, and I love it now, you're going to hear a lot of these guys play the military card and play the war card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in Charlotte, we have many military bases. A lot of families have lost people this year, or they still have family members in Iraq.
Right.
Flipping to Christmas 104 on Halloween was our way not just to cheer up the military families, but the general public, too.
Yes, because when you lose a loved one during the year, you want to think about the upcoming holiday.
You want to hear that.
And now you get to the real part of what this guy's really thinking. Plus,
idiot,
I'm mirroring retailers. Whether or not the retail season has begun, decorations were up in stores on Halloween. Santa was in the mall on Halloween. So I'm out on the street with the Christmas 104 reindeer, handing out candy canes and Christmas ornaments with my station's logo.
But this time,
to get my staff into the spirit on Halloween.
This is worthwhile right here.
To get my staff into the spirit on Halloween, we had a staff holiday party. Hung up Christmas lights, ate Christmas cookies, the whole nine yards. On the air, we've gone jockless for the season.
Yes, of course. There's the rub.
Happy holidays.
The air staff are running the music and helping with the production elements. It's a nice opportunity for them to get involved outside the normal routine.
And to think about what it was like to used to be in radio.
Before your program director quit.
Right.
Now you have, we have another program director. Bob Miller, who was the PD at WALK in Long Island, New York.
How about you, Bob?
He writes that WALK did continuous holiday Christmas music last year for the first time. We have always had strong ratings, but we had the biggest benefit for us was when we played Christmas music. WALK was playing in malls and shops all over Long Island. If you go all holiday,
W-A-L-K, walk, like walk off the ledge.
And that's how they refer to it now, the rest of this article, A-H. If you go all holiday,
I see. Oh, A-H. So then they've got a little acronym for it?
Yeah, because you know,
A-H.
C-H-R is contemporary hit radio.
Right.
A-C is adult contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
I think C-R is classic rock.
Right.
And now you have A-H if you're in the all holiday format. make sure you're playing the hits. Now, this is from a program director.
This is a genius.
Make sure you're playing the hits. Don't be afraid of Andy Williams, Johnny Mathis, and Nat King Cole. Women love them. The classics are the ones that your listeners are passionate about. Not some new artist doing the ninth millionth version of White Christmas.
Right.
Trust me, you win with the traditional Christmas hits. Don't overthink it.
Don't overload your listeners.
And then you have this one from Mike Bertel, who is a director of programming for Jones Radio.
Very good.
Interest music and Christmas interest music this year is higher than ever. I offer all holiday music as an option to all of the radio stations that I consult. To find the best holiday songs, I have tracked certain stations and have tracked them by total number of spins they've given the songs over the last 3 years.
Well, how many are there total?
Since the AH became a viable format.
AH.
Yeah, all holiday. So, now this guy's done research. And according to this guy's research, if you're going to be playing Christmas songs,
where do I put the Deborah Lee?
Now, it's actually, I'm going to give you a little background. If you work at a radio station or you listen to a radio station that plays music, whether it's rock or gangsta or hip hop or light rock or top 40, they all have the music is put into different categories.
Right.
Like you have A, B, C, and D. Your A records get played the most, right. The biggest hits. B, you play them a little less. They're either on the way up or on the way down.
Right.
C is generally for the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And D is the stuff that's about to fall off your charts.
Right.
But either way, there's so you have what they're called powers. Mm-hmm. You got a record in power rotation.
That's an A record, right?
It's, mm-hmm. it's an A record.
Right.
So what this guy has done is he has conveniently given us the A, Bs, Cs, and Ds of Christmas music.
Well, isn't that nice of him? He
your,
would know.
Your power records. Now, in your Ds, these are the ones that you would play if you're going to do the AH,
right.
the all-holiday format. And incidentally, although he says there's lots of great songs out there, these, like in any great format, you want to just play the hits.
Right.
So these are the 20 songs that you're going to pound.
Very good.
Okay? Because this is what radio guys do.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just go play Christmas music. Now you got to find out the best Christmas music. And he says, in the beginning of this, he's very sorry for fans of Elton John's Step Into Christmas, Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, James Taylor, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Madonna's Santa Baby, Daryl Hall and John Oates' Jingle Bell Rock. These songs and many others did not make the top 20.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town didn't make
the
top 20?
Did not make it. Now, he says you can certainly put these in as spice.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what this guy is advocating is that stations that are playing all Christmas music play a rotation of 20 records.
To give the illusion of variety.
Yeah, and then if you want to throw in this other stuff, go ahead.
Oh, God.
So now having said that,
you would think with the limited amount of holiday music, you would go with everything. You just throw it all in there.
That'd be good.
And it's too funny that it's now become a radio format and that they're writing articles about this in radio magazines.
Yes, now not only are they running it into the ground, but they're effing it up in the same at the same time.
Christmas is now a science.
Okay, so here we go. Here are the five songs, mm-hmm. your D rotations. And I don't know, let's work on the thought, like if it was top 40, your A's rotate every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Your B's go every 2 hours, 15 minutes. Your C's go about every 3 hours and 30 minutes. And your D's go like once every 4 hours.
Okay, so your D's are the bottom of the barrel after, yep. of course, the Bruce Springsteen.
Right. So you have these. Gene Autry, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Mannheim Steamroller,
Whoa.
Deck the Halls, New Song, whoever that is singing the Christmas Shoes, Wham, George Michael, singing Last Christmas, Johnny Mathis, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Those are your D's.
That's my favorite.
Those are your D's. If you're going through and making your radio station format, those are the songs. They're hits.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
So now here are your C's. These are the songs that could play more than the D's.
C.
And they are Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Bing Crosby, White Christmas. White Christmas?
Those are C's? Yeah.
These are only C's.
C. Yeah.
And Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time. Now let's move to the B's.
I'm fascinated.
These would be your song. This guy's done research.
Yeah.
These would be the songs that you don't want to play all the time, but these are the closest thing you have to being your power records. Your B's are The Beach Boys, Little Saint Nick. John Lennon, Happy Christmas. Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song. Elvis Presley, Blue Christmas. And The Carpenters, Merry Christmas, Darling.
So he's playing depressing Christmas music.
And now, here are your power records.
Okay.
And I will give them to you in the order that he has them ranked, because they're ranked from number 20 to number 1.
All right.
So at number 5, that you want to play the crap out of this during Christmas, Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Mm. And I said Deborah Lee before, it's Brenda Lee.
Number 4, Burl Ives, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
This is so stupid, the fact that they're categorizing these records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you just shuffle them in a box.
Number 3, Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad.
Right, good.
Number 2, The Eagles, Please Come Home for Christmas.
What?
And the number one song, this is not like a Letterman thing, like right. the top 10, but the number one song.
This is the hottest one.
Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock.
What?
There you have it.
You know, yeah.
You know,
out of his mind.
You know.
Yeah. bam, bam, bam. Jingle Bells. I thought Deborah Lee did Jingle Bell Rock.
No, Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee. I keep saying Deborah Lee, damn it.
Brenda Lee, and she did, but...
She's so contemporary, and she's so hot today. I always forget her first
she
name.
She did that one, too.
So
didn't she do the best version of it?
I think so.
Not according to, let me see, Mike Battelli from Jones Radio Networks. So anyway, they've got it down. How funny is that? They got it down to a science, but that's not where they end with this whole radio Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm. There's more.
Then you have part one of the two-part series, A Very Randy Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Consultant Randy Lane to the rescue with holiday ideas.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Because we used to compete with him at Q107.
Ah, that's it. He was a PD.
Because these guys never go away.
They don't. They never die.
Here you go. Here are now some of the ideas that he's got. Let me see. He writes, one thing radio needs is more ideas. This week, consultants have come to the rescue with tried and true suggestions to help you find the right angle for your station this Christmas season. Last week, we gave you the best records to play and rotations. Now let's talk about content. This is part two of this article at R&R. Here are the contests, the things that they do. Christmas, cater and clean up. What better prize could you give for Thanksgiving dinner than a catered dinner for someone's family and a team to come in and clean up afterwards?
Clever!
Number two, music gift weekend. Give away a CD an hour over the holidays to listeners who agree to donate a new toy for a needy child in exchange for the music prize. Christmas Eve giveaway. This idea puts a Christmas twist on the famous give away a car or a house promotion. Do it on Christmas Eve. Christmas Wish. One of the greatest Christmas promotions ever devised is Christmas Wish. Grant listeners' wishes, which are voicemailed, snail mailed, or emailed. Wishes are then whipped into promos and capture the essence of the season in the fulfillment of each request.
This year we're sending a boy to Neverland.
let me see. How about this one? Mike, you love this? The Battery Patrol. If you can get the batteries, doing a battery patrol or a batteries not included remote or weekend promotion is always a guaranteed ratings home run.
What do they want to do?
One station did this on the day after Christmas, and over 2,000 people called in to win batteries.
Batteries for the toys. For the good girls and boys.
Then you have, let me see, shopping mall taxi service.
I don't know if you've been out to stores lately. Batteries are hard to find.
Yeah.
Rent out several golf carts to chauffeur shoppers through area malls. Yeah, you're going to get clearance to go to a mall.
The mall loves that.
Now, between now and at Christmas.
Howdy, man. Would you like to hop into the WALK golf cart?
and then you've got...
Take it to the next level and hire Glenn Campbell to drive the golf cart.
And now you've got his 11 bits of Christmas. So now this is the last part of the article. And we've got a break. We've got a mystery guest coming up.
Ooh.
The 11 bits of Christmas. Number one bit. The best Christmas bit you can do on your show. That's my spot. At the height of the holiday shopping frenzy, the day after Thanksgiving, a parking spot close to the entrance of the mall is a prize worth more than any amount of money you can give away.
Oh, God.
Have a station employee from the morning show drive to a mall parking lot and park at 3 a.m.
Hey, I need you to get down there at 3 a.m., Zippy.
There he waits for your winner to show up. When the winner shows up, give him gift certificates good for mall money.
You got the best parking spot in the mall. Here's your mall money.
Hold on. Jock mannequins. Have your jocks dress up as mannequins in department stores around town the day after Thanksgiving.
This guy's going to be found in a hole somewhere.
The week of Thanksgiving, give listeners hints to which stores the dummies will be appearing at. The first person to ID your DJ wins prizes from that store.
Nothing gives a DJ more self-esteem. That's why I'm doing it Friday.
How about this one? Santa scared straight for bad kids. Parents email or fax the name of kids and what they've done bad this year. The kid gets a warning call from Santa.
Now you listen to me.
Yeah.
If you don't behave yourself, you're going to get a horrible disease.
Now here's the one that he says is the best, but he says, do this promotion at your own risk.
Take care, you little S.
At your own risk. Kidnap Santa. At a morning show broadcast, the DJ snaps from the pressure of trying to gather so many toys for charity. So, he pulls a gun and takes Santa hostage.
And make it a real gun.
Yeah.
With bullets.
They take off in a car, and the DJ calls into the station later to state his ransom demands. News reports on the crime should be supplied by Tom Brokejaw, three fake police, who are obvious fakes to your audience, should be on the phone trying to trace the calls.
Obvious fakes.
Yeah.
And the press release you send out is done with cutout words from newspapers, helping to add to the vibe. The next morning, with Santa duct taped in the back seat, the morning DJ leads the police on a slow speed chase from 6 to 7:30 a.m., ending at the station, where he barricades himself in the studio. There were even staged helicopter reports. That afternoon,
oh my God,
a listener called and pledged a dump truck full of toys, which helped our morning DJ reach his goal.
I think I might let Santa go now.
So he freed Santa, and our promotion came to a close.
Oh, my God. And then we had more absinthe.
And you wonder why this is such an effed up business.
Wow.
Why?
Because guys like this, who just think they are so brilliant.
This is 2 weeks worth of stuff. The first week is, if you're going to do the AH format, the all-holiday format, you know, don't play just the box of Christmas records. You got to research it. You got your
play them in order. In a, you know, have your hot rotation.
You got your A's, your B's, your C's, your D's. And then once you get past that, when you really get into it, and then how'd you like to be at this meeting? All right, everybody, attention. Welcome to the Jock Meeting. Now, I know Friday is a busy day. It's a holiday. We're going to do a little extra work here to get the word out of the station. Buzz, congratulations. You're going to be in Filene's. You're going to be in the window.
Good. Being a mannequin. I was hoping for that.
Mike, you're going to be at the Sharper Image.
Right.
Rob, you're going to be at Eddie Bauer.
Great.
Joe, we need you to drive your car over to the mall and park at 3 a.m.
Douchebags.
Do it when you're coming home.
Dumb douchebags.
Wow.
All right. That's
and they all pat each other on the back and go, happy holidays.
That's the latest.
The death of radio.
From radio to you. Now, oh, here's the question we've got to ask right now.
Who he?
Or should I say who she?
Hmm.
Huh? Who he? Who she?
Very interesting.
It is a mystery guest.
Who he?
I love mystery guests on this show.
It's a mystery guest, and here's the deal. We have a key to give away for the Jeep. The Jeep.
It's a new Jeep.
Hi.
The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter power set V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels. Customer preferred packages 2CV and 26V. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Almost blew it that time.
Giving away the car a couple of weeks from Friday, and all you need a key. Mm-hmm. And if your key starts the car, you win. And here's the deal. The mystery guest will be on the phone, and Mike and Buzz will get 10 questions between them.
Very good.
10 yes or no questions to identify the mystery celebrity.
Celebrity guest is your picture in the on the internet today as a mugshot.
And if, in fact, they don't, then somebody from the telephone gets to. And here you go, everybody.
Hey, I'm snapped and I've kidnapped Santa Claus.
If you enjoy this song, we're going to be playing it again exactly 87 minutes from now.
It's an A, B, C, or D.
I think, hold on a second.
Well, it's Brenda Lee. I think it's a C.
Let me go back to the list. Hold on. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. That was, hold on, number one was Mike. Oh, my God.
What was that? She's been censored.
What was the beep?
You know what it is?
Where'd that come from?
Because don't you remember about 5 years ago, I brought in the record and I said, if you listen to it, it sounds like she says we're having some effing pie.
Right, right.
And because I highlighted that.
Now you have to beep it out?
Yes, because now it sounds, if you listen to the actual song.
Have some effing pie.
Now, wow. Having heard that, why can't we just play the regular song?
This is not from Standards and Practices. This is just actually John Norman's idea.
That's
fun. I want to try it.
That's funny.
I mean, a beep is always funny.
Sounds yeah. like the F word.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
On a Christmas song.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Okay.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit break.
What about that effing pie?
Later we'll have some f***ing pie.
So put your thinking caps on, kids.
A little potty mouth.
For the mystery guest coming up next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Tomorrow on the show, dinner on the Mayflower. Like a Jerry Springer show happening downstairs with a real Mayflower moving man. And also tomorrow, the holiday honk for cash. And now, he's a Doobie Brothers.
I don't say this very often to you.
Yes?
You run a tidy little board over there.
I try, Mike, and thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome. Right back at you.
The person's on the phone now.
All right.
The line is just going on.
Mystery guest.
So while the mystery guest loads in, I'll tell you that, as I mentioned, tomorrow, dinner on the Mayflower.
Good.
The family, we've heard all about the family.
Yes.
WJFK.com to see your poll, and these are the people that you picked. To have dinner in the Mayflower, that's tomorrow live on the show along with Tom the Monster.
Can't wait to meet him.
Also, you should know that tomorrow, as I mentioned, the holiday version of Honk for Cash. Really going to try to get that one in because everybody's really just wound super tight tomorrow.
I want to get out of town.
And last item before the mystery guest here, let me mention from InsideRadio.com, Christmas stations have hit a new record as of this moment. In some of the biggest markets, like Boston,
yep.
Philly, mm-hmm. San Francisco, Christmas 2003 will produce a record number of
all holiday
stations. There are currently, in the top markets in America, in the top 50 markets, there are over 101 stations doing the all-Christmas format.
101.
101.
So at least two per market.
Out of the top 50. Well, in some cases, there's four.
Right, on average.
Now, we have the mystery guest on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Buzz are going to guess. You guys are going to have 10 guesses.
We'll try.
To get the mystery guest. They can be yes or no answers. And if you guys don't get it, then we'll turn it over to the listeners.
Very good.
I'll tell you, the mystery guest is here promoting a product called Airborne. Airborne. It's an herbal extract that helps fight colds. America's number one natural cold remedy.
Hmm.
So having said that, there's the commercial. We'll get to more of the commercial. Would you just say hello, mystery guest?
Hello there.
Hello. And Mike, we'll start with you. Yes or no questions, please.
Mystery guest, are you a TV person?
Yes.
To Buzz for question number two.
Do you have a current show on network television?
No.
Mike for question number three.
Was your TV show a comedy?
No.
Buzz for question four.
Would we see your show on TV Land?
No.
Five for Mike.
Was your television show a drama?
Yes.
Six to Buzz.
Was the program a Western?
Kind of.
Eight to Mike.
Ooh.
Eight to Mike. And
a
I want
Western,
to
that, kind of.
This Airborne, I want to tell you, I'm going to do what Rush Limbaugh did with the OxyContins, I think. What I'm going to do is grind these up.
Mm-hmm.
All of them?
All of them when I get home. Just grind them up and roll them up in a newspaper.
That'd be great.
And smoke them.
Kind of a Western. I'm working on
Fine.
That.
We need a guess.
Don't put me under pressure.
We need a guess.
A guess or a question?
I mean, a guess. A question.
Either one.
Well, which one? A question.
a question.
And if you don't, we got to pass and go to Buzz.
I don't want to pass. I'm just formulating.
Buzz? No, that's not fair, Don. I'll come back to you, Mike.
All right. Ooh-hee. Pass.
Buzz?
I'm no more ready than he is.
If you guys are not ready, we're
going to... I am ready.
Guess.
Guess the celebrity?
Or ask a question. Either way.
I'm going to ask the question right now.
Go.
The question is this. Were you in law enforcement in your television show?
No.
Buzz.
Did you work in a saloon?
No.
She wasn't on Cheers. Okay, we're going to open it up now.
Thanks. All right. I'm not going to blame him. I didn't do any better.
To people calling in.
Well, do I get to still ask questions?
I think you're out. Do you have
but one might present itself.
No, because now it's a chance for the listeners to guess. You can write it down if you think you got it. Write it down. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Guess the mystery. Yes, you may ask her one question.
Were you on during the daytime or at night?
Night.
Night. Who do you think it is, sir? You got a guess?
Mama from Mama's Family.
No. And Mike, you're very close. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think Mike may have just figured it out. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you have big boobs?
Do you have big boobs, ma'am?
Pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, I'll attest for that, yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are you Kitty Carlisle?
Kitty Carlisle. You're killing me with that. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Five down, four to go.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it Melissa Gilbert?
Melissa Gilbert. It's not Melissa Gilbert. Hello, yeah, Mike's got it now.
Yes.
Mike has got it.
I got it.
Hello.
I'm good.
Don and Mike, hello. Just a couple more calls, and we're going to have to identify the mystery guest. See, if somebody gets this, they're going to get the key.
Right.
That can start the car. Hello.
Bad sell.
And I know that our mystery guest wants to talk endlessly about the attributes of airborne.
Airborne.
Airborne, effervescent health formula.
Ah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, did you play a daughter on your TV show?
Yes, I did.
Can you name her?
Melissa Gilbert?
No.
Didn't somebody already guess that?
Yes, they did.
I hate it when people do that.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Turn your radio down, idiot.
Please. You're embarrassing us in front of a reporter. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, please guess or ask a question.
Can Buzz ask a question for me? Because I really have no idea where to go.
Well, why are you calling, greedy man?
I'm trying.
Who is
Stephen?
Who is
Ricky? Who is this guy?
Who he?
And incidentally, based on just powers of my incredible powers of deduction and the fact that I'd give a hint if I said what I was going to say.
All right.
I have already determined who the mystery guest is.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, you had it. I told you.
I know.
Hello.
Did I get the guest?
Yeah. I had it because I got it.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. No, it's not.
That was a full-on Western.
Yeah, that was a full-on Western.
It's only kind of a Western. Kinda.
Can I possibly just offer one little hint?
No.
I just think...
No.
Because
everybody's dancing so close to it. If you give it,
all right,
it's like giving it away.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, are you Gary Coley from Different Strokes?
Funny guy.
There's the winner. Hello, Don and Mike. No hints from anybody. Hello, are you there?
Caller from the end of the runway.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
You a blonde?
Yes.
Do you have a guess?
I do have a guess.
Well, go ahead.
Jennifer Garner.
Who?
Yes, it's Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner's a brunette.
That's right. Hello.
Not blonde.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we're going to run out of time here because she has to do the commercial for the for the pills.
That's
right. So go ahead, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
What'd you say?
You know, our listeners really, when we really request, move. Just pick up the tempo a little bit.
Hi, come on. There. Go ahead. You're on with the mystery guest.
Yeah. Would it be Charlene Tilton?
There you go.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that's not bad. And I got that right after we got done asking our question.
That's right.
And the hint I was going to say was, you know, take your mind away from Western, because Dallas wasn't really
a
Western.
But like a Western.
That's why I said kinda.
Yeah, you were right to say kinda. But
see, Mike, if you said Western soap opera, they'd get it right away. And someone eventually would...
And then I was going to say, Turbo Hottie.
Turbo Hottie. Well, I like that. Thank you.
There you go.
Charlene Tilton. And you, on the telephone, what's your name?
Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
Fredericksburg.
All right, Scott, you won $100, and you also won the key that can start the 2004 Jeep Liberty. We'll see you here on Friday, December 12th.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. Wow,
awesome.
Congratulations, Scott.
Have a great holiday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, please.
Yep.
All right, well, now that he's gone.
Yeah, somebody said something that I got it right away. I mean, it was, I got the whole Dallas thing.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, very quick. Yep. Very quick. There you go. That's why you're sitting in here with me.
And that, you know, and there are only like two names that I would remember like right off the top of my head, and Charlene Tilton's one of them.
Right.
I remember her, and I remember Larry Hagman. Those would be the two that I would remember. Right?
What about Miss Ellie?
Miss Ellie. Miss Ellie, the character, but I mean,
Barbara Bel Geddes, Mike.
Yeah, but Barbara Bel Geddes doesn't have the what do they call it? The
I think. Would you need a shovel if you wanted to interview her
now? What's the Q rating?
Man, that's it. Q rating.
I think Charlene had a higher Q.
Oh yeah.
Please mention my favorite, Ken Kercheval.
There you go.
Rob. Sit down, Rob.
Who is he, Rob?
Who the hell is
that? Is that Sue Ellen?
Cliff Barnes, isn't he?
Right. Cliff Barnes.
So that was Bobby Ewing's wife. That was Pam?
Pam's
that was
brother.
Pam's brother. Right.
That's right.
So, Charlene, here you go now. You're doing all this other stuff besides Dallas. And are you still writing the Red Shoe Diary or whatever it is for
for the Globe.
For
no,
the Globe?
I'm not.
No, you're not.
No, I did that for 2 years.
So what are you doing now besides selling airborne effervescent health formula? What are you doing?
Well, besides the airborne, and you're right, it is the number one natural, the number one selling natural cold remedy. And I have to tell you guys, in all honesty, at the first signs of a cold, you pop one of those fizzy tablets and water, drink it. You will not get sick.
Give it to me. I want it then.
There you go, Mike.
Can I have the whole thing?
Mike, don't just believe Charlene.
Well, are you feeling sick?
No.
Believe it.
Well, you know what? You can take it one a day for like preventative stuff or anytime you go on an airplane or do you guys share microphones and stuff like that?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, well, so you don't want anybody else's cooties or germs, so yeah. You take one of those every day.
I'm taking the whole thing. I like this. Yeah, I love stuff.
Well, just take one. You don't want to... It's got 17 natural herbs and vitamins.
I'm going to take it with a little absinthe.
There you go. Yeah, but it's, see, the fizzes and vodka. There you go.
I'm looking at a current picture of you, and you, you're looking all grown up.
Let me see.
And I mean, there she is, Mike, right next to our other TV friend, Greg Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's Eddie Munster and the kid from Family Affair.
Uh-huh.
You guys, it must have been some wacky focus group that came up with you guys to promote this new flu pill.
Brilliant.
I know. It is quite an eclectic bunch, isn't it? But, it was fun. I mean, you know, we got together and did this commercial, and I was fortunate enough. I mean, I had tried the product several times. You know, you can get it at any drugstore. And the stuff is amazing. It was invented by a second grade school teacher because she was getting sick all the time with the kids in her class. And it is, like, amazing.
And
so if anyone's feeling sick, go to your drugstore, but catch it right at the first signs of a cold.
There you go. There's the commercial. The product is called
Airborne.
Airborne. Now I have to tell you that this woman to me is still as hot as ever.
Yep.
And when I was down in Miami with the Ravens a couple of weeks ago, as it turns out, I had some time before bed and had some choice of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And this will surprise you that I went with Dickie Roberts, child star.
There you go. All right.
You know, because I figure, well, I'm in the hotel room, and, you know, they're paying for it, so what the
David Spade?
David Spade.
Right.
And,
it was a cute movie, wasn't it?
Well, the premise was good, I'll give you that. Anyway, at one point,
David Spade did a great job.
Here she is. She's in the
movie. She's in the movie?
She's in the movie.
So you're still acting a lot, huh?
I just started back up. I took a lot of time off to be a single mom, and my daughter is now 21, and she's acting. She just finished two movies, so I'm back to work. I'm doing a show for the Discovery Channel right now, which is going to start airing next year.
What's that?
It's called Celebrity Body Challenge, and they've taken six stars, and they've given us trainers and nutritionists to in 12 weeks, we have to whip ourselves into, like, you know, really killer shape.
Wow, I'd like to watch that.
Yeah. It's actually fun. You
mentioned your daughter's 21?
Yes.
Is her name Paris Hilton?
No.
Tilton. Okay. So what, you do the
I wish my name, yeah, I wish it was Hilton, believe me.
Oh, I get it. Hilton and Tilton.
Uh-huh. So do they follow you into the gym?
They go to the gym and all over the place, and yeah.
Wow.
So it's fun.
Would you mind, Charlene, being as we've given you your commercials and we're fans, how would you feel about taking our celebrity sex quiz?
I would love it.
There you go. That's the spirit.
And let's not even waste time and explain it. Let's just tell her that there are 14 questions that have been answered by all likes of people,
right,
including ourselves. And now
are there any right or wrong answers?
No, no, you can respectfully decline if you don't want to answer, but we will credit you for a yes if you do that.
In my and in my book, there's one question that I'm going to judge you on immediately.
But don't be affected by that. That's just him, and he does not necessarily reflect the views of all of us on the show.
That's right.
Okay.
I speak for God. Charlene, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex while you're menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
It's
ever made love in your parents' home?
It's a whole cold thing.
No, because they're passed away.
Okay. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
There's a pause.
Let me see. Let me think.
Take your time. We're all friends here.
Yeah, you have to, right?
I don't think so.
You're Charlene? Okay, no. Have you ever gotten your jerk on in front of other people? It's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, I'm thinking.
Perfectly natural.
I like the fact that she's taking her time on this. I'm enjoying myself.
I'm sure I probably have.
Okay, very good.
Sure, why not? Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Like Paris Hilton, not Tilton, have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Not that I know of.
Charlene, have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
No.
That's the one, incidentally. Correct answer.
That's the one he cares about.
That's right.
I answered that wrong for you then, didn't I?
No. He's right.
No, he's very pleased with you.
Charlene, wow. I'm anti-anal. It's where food comes out. I mean, think about this.
Okay, please, let's get on with the quiz. Why am I
thinking
about
that
every time?
Just think about that.
Please,
think about that next time you're sitting on the toilet.
You're killing the buzz. You're killing the buzz.
Just think about it.
Please,
oh, God. Your butt, you're ill.
Oh, my God.
All right, Charlene, do you swallow?
Pardon me? No, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Do you swallow?
I have.
Have you gotten your jerk on today?
No.
Oh, three more questions. Ever had sex in a car?
Yeah.
Ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, good for you.
And according to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you, Charlene Tilden, estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been? To the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000.
Current record holder, Diamond Dallas Page, with a total of 1,500.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, I'm clear on the... I would say mine would be closer to 10.
Ten. Pure as the
Somewhere
driven
between 10
snow.
And 20, but that's closer to 10.
Okay. All right, and Buzz? Buzz, how do you find a Charlene score to be?
The nearly angelic Charlene Tilton with 5 yes answers, and we'll say 15 partners.
And that's it for her.
That's wonderful.
That's it, Charlene. Very nice talking to you. Everybody, buy the stuff for the colds. And
Airborne.
Mm-hmm. Airborne at your local drugstore.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6. I got a 6-pack of them right
now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Boy, you're looking good. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Have a great afternoon. Right,
Take care, Charlene. Thank you.
All right, bye.
So now the question's been answered.
Who he?
He is Charlene Tilton.
Wow.
And my God, that way before everybody else.
And that, you know, I normally when they're promoting something, I'm not going to make a big deal, but I do like the concept of following her into
the gym.
Yeah.
And why? Because she, you know, she's not what she was when she was on the show, but I'd like to see her in that.
She's almost, and I don't want to be disparaging to her, she's Drew Barrymore-ish.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
I mean,
she's prettier than Drew Barrymore.
How old would she be with a 21-year-old daughter?
Well, she's got to be. I don't know. Hold on. Well, Mike. She's
42.
No, take it back. She's my age.
She's 45.
Is she 45? She's born in 1958. I got it right here on IMDb.com.
Wow.
She looks
good.
There she is. Listen, thank you, Charlene Tilton, and we gave away the key for the Jeep. Mike, the Jeep.
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep 4x4 Liberty Sport.
4x4. Did I catch you? Caught you.
It comes equipped with high back bucket seats, analog four-wheel duct seats, rear strap, 3.7-liter P6 engine with tinted windows, gas, aluminum wheels. Customer preferred package is 2 TB and 26 feet. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don. You caught me. It's the first time. Damn it.
You caught me
looking at the picture, Charlene. You knew I was doing that.
We're giving it away 2 weeks from Friday, and we had a winner with the key there now. We normally don't say this, but you might want to have the kids tune in for the next segment. That's all I want to say.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Happy f***ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll. This picked by my guys here, as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone. That's beautiful.
Hold it, Phyllis. That don't move me. Let's get real, real going for a change. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, dinner on the Mayflower and... meet the family.
Get our first break. Also, tomorrow, I got to tell you about some stuff from the weekend we haven't gotten to. Robbie's dream.
Dream. I want to hear that dream analyzed.
And a lot of stuff that we've just, you know, we've just got to compress it all into 1 week of 1 week of radio into three shows.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I got to read a plug and then on to the show. Tomorrow we're giving away a DVD copy of Pumping Iron 25th Anniversary Special Edition DVD autographed by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hey,
wonderful.
Cool. Got a big X on it.
Yeah.
And a portable DVD player. I can't find a plug.
You got it all in there?
The rest is, it's just, you know, DVD includes the digitally remastered, the new interview, it's Arnold. So, you know,
Lawless Games Growth Country.
That is the plug.
Yeah.
It's for the blah, blah.
There you go. Arnold, that's
the thing.
On tomorrow's show. And don't forget, tomorrow, dinner on the Mayflower. And this is where super producer Charles Broyhill really steps up.
Yep.
That tomorrow he's got this all worked out. The Mayflower moving van will be in the parking garage. Let me see. Alan was too cheap. I believe the heaters that we need were $50 each.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
To buy space heaters.
Right.
Also, the Crystal City restaurant, which is supplying all of the food and the strippers.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't have the budget for pies, or they don't have dessert. I mean, they got pie.
Yeah. they got pie.
They didn't include dessert.
No, well, they don't normally cater Thanksgiving meals. They're going.
I would imagine that
they're going out of their way to give
right.
us the
right.
spread. So anyway, Charlie said we got a real problem because Alan won't pay. So. Anyway.
So he won't pop for the pie?
No, I just wanted to say, I don't like bragging, but tomorrow on the show, the pie is courtesy of me.
Hey.
And,
aren't you? That is wonderful.
So is the heat.
What's that? The heat is too?
Yeah, I had Charlie buy two. I don't know what he needs there.
What are we going to do with them afterwards?
Well, you can take them home, I guess.
I'd like one for my bathroom.
Hey. These are the heaters that Alan wouldn't buy. They're what, $50 each?
Yeah, something like that.
30,
yeah,
40, yeah.
They're not very much.
No. Like a propane thing, is that what it is, Charlie?
Yeah, propane or kerosene, I don't know.
Oh, propane,
which.
That's good. I'll use that in my bathroom.
And where did you get that at? What was the store? It's BJ's or something?
Yeah,
like
BJ's
that?
Is where I was going
to
get them.
There is a place called BJ's.
Well, that's good. And then now you shouldn't have to pay for them.
I don't.
No, no. Mike met us on the radio.
No, you have to pay for him because you mentioned where you got him.
We still got to pay. Anyway,
I
just
want
to say thank you to Alan Linewand, who's
BJ's.
Really, who's behind you all the way, every step of the way here.
How's BJ's return policy?
You get 3%.
I believe that all we've asked of Alan...
Oh, because of Alan, 3%.
I
get it.
I believe that all we've asked of Alan for this promotion, we got the guy with the... Charlie got the guy with the Mayflower van for Spiff for free.
Right.
The guy's bringing his van down tomorrow. Charlie got the strippers for free.
Right.
Got the Crystal City restaurant where the strippers come from.
To pay for the meal.
Yeah, they're doing all of that. Mm-hmm. There is no cost to Alan. The $500 that we're giving away is money that's in our promotional budget.
Right.
But we are really down to no money to give away.
Right.
So we needed roughly $130.
How much was the pie?
The pies were about $30.
$30. You got two?
We're getting four.
Four pies.
$40 or 3,000 pennies.
What flavors?
Pecan and pumpkin.
Excellent. Oh, pecan.
Oh, anyway, Rob. You know, a lot of you wondering, you know, how things get done in a big-time radio station. Mm-hmm. After listening to that article today, that's another right.
You know, you can have a variety of different pies on Thanksgiving. You can have a pecan pie.
Okay, listen, you put out the money, you go to the store.
Pumpkin pie.
We're doing the best we can. We don't have the time for the
blueberry pie.
We don't have time for the pie game. Thanks, Charlie. Right. Bye. What?
I wasn't busting chops. I was doing the pie game.
I know you were, but we don't have time for the pie game.
Mince meat pie, strawberry pie, lemon meringue pie, coconut pie, banana cream pie. Sorry, that's just a mini version of it. I'm sorry.
See, but now I'm terribly left out, and I have to scream. Back strawberry pie, boysenberry pie,
rhubarb pie.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm. That's a good chocolate pie.
Shepherd pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd pie.
Shepherd
pie.
Shepherd pie. Shepherd's. Hair pie.
Hair pie.
Hair pie. Mm. Anyway, it's always a struggle around here.
Yeah.
We've tried not to share that with you recently, but it's always a struggle. These crazy F's that run this place. I mean, I'm serious. It's a multi-million-dollar radio station. We go to the guy, we say, hey, we're doing this big Thanksgiving promotion, of which, incidentally, hello, McFly. Like, nobody at the station bothered to pick up, of course, that we're doing anything.
Right.
Which is fine, because we're the little engine that could.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to the guy and we go, hey, how about $100 just for some space heaters? Can't do it, guys.
Can't do it, pal.
Can't do it. Meanwhile, these are the same F's, same KGF's, that just went to the Bahamas for a week for their conference.
This is Alan Linewand.
So that...
no can do.
So that Pat Croce could tell them to be more assured of themselves.
Did you ever think of postponing this promotion till June? Then you wouldn't need space.
Correct. And, okay, we're getting lots of calls like this. We're not... Hey, Carl?
Yeah.
Carl, we're not going to kill any contestants.
Okay, good.
Because I know you have some crazy theory about propane or something like that and being...
Just the exhaust from those things.
Pardon me?
It's the exhaust from those heaters.
It what?
No. No, no, no. No, you're thinking of a different kind of heater. Right. You're thinking of a generator, sir.
Okay, good.
And the danger in a situation like that would be from fire with a kerosene heater and not from a propane heater.
Right. We're not going to kill any of the people that come down tomorrow. However, after the phone calls today, I'm definitely going to kill some of you listeners. Some of you people who call us today are on my list.
Okay, great for you then. Bye.
Pardon me?
I will never know.
No, you can ask.
A propane heater is like that thing you sit underneath at a restaurant when it's chilly outside. Right.
Guy calls up bullets and you're going to kill people. You are going to kill people.
You're going to kill people.
The back doors of the van will be open. There's plenty of fresh air and oxygen.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Not a problem.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike. Hey. I can't believe you forgot the most important pie of all. What? Hair pie?
No, he just said it.
I had it.
Too late.
That's another one.
God. For you, we'll close the doors.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don.
Yes,
Mike.
Mike, hi.
Radio Goss, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing okay.
First, let me start off by saying, Don, when are you guys taking vacation? In the spirit of stay listening, I need to know so I can set up my vacation.
Who is?
I don't know. A couple of weeks, 3 weeks.
Okay, second of all, these callers, look, I come to this show for fun, excitement, comedy. Quit slowing up the show, you jackasses, and let Don and Mike run their show. I'm still tired of that, first of all, that first...
Okay, see, just in the spirit of the show, I had to hang up on.
Yeah, of course.
Because even though what he was saying, I feel,
was valid.
He never had a chance to say eject.
Mm-hmm. Now, and who was he?
Who is he?
The guy says eject all the time. That's the eject guy.
Hi, Don, on my show.
Shoofly pie.
Shoofly pie?
Shoofly pie.
Yeah.
Valid pie.
Mm-hmm. Shoofly pie.
Shoofly pie. Right, valid pie.
Who is he?
Very good.
Thank you. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, this is Joe Ardinger. How you doing?
Joe, you suck.
Why do you think I suck? He just hangs up.
You can't take that, Joe? That's like one of those calls Joe would put through in like 20 minutes. And this guy keeps calling me, and I can't take it.
I don't care. I don't care how much I suck. I'm still not going to let you through.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. Mud pie.
Okay, enough with the pie game, everybody. Uh-huh. Except we had a treat for the kids, and we do.
Oh, good.
We brought him in yesterday in his full costume. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the major motion picture. Here he is. The Cat in the Hat.
You crap! I got the turtle head poking out.
Now, wait a minute.
I could choke a donkey.
You fat bastard.
No, I'm the Cat in the Hat. Look at me. I've got the big fairy suit on. And I've got a giant hat there. I'm the big stinky Cat in the Hat. Who are you?
Now, I know that Mike Myers plays all of these roles.
How are you?
Or, listen, are you Fat Bastard or are you Shrek?
I'm not.
Because Mike Myers really didn't do a whole lot of
either
work.
Of those. I'm the Cat in the Hat, but I got to go number two badly.
Okay.
Look at that. I'll turn around and show you. Look at the veins on my buttocks on the Cat in the Hat.
I don't want to
meow. Look at me. I got the magical hat that I can take all sorts of things out of.
He's
goodbye.
Not the Cat in the Hat. Now, listen, I know Mike Myers plays these roles. I'm
What's
telling you.
What's the deal with that? That wasn't the Cat in the Hat.
That was not the Cat in the Hat. That was Fat Bastard.
Yeah.
Let me see. Come
Try
on.
Again.
Good afternoon, Mr. Geronimo. I'm the Cat in the Hat.
Well, now you're back to Dr. Evil.
I'm an evil cat, taking advantage of all the neighborhood problems by pulling very dangerous evil things out of my hat. Are you afraid of the Cat in the Hat? Number one, make sure we get the death laser pointed at Mr. Geronimo.
Now, where's Mr. Bigglesworth?
Mr. Bigglesworth is under my little cat suit. He's my little baby. But I am most definitely, and something for you to remember, the Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
I am the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, you
don't forget that, Mr. Man.
You're the Cat in the Hat.
I am the Cat in the Hat. I'm a very funny character, a Dr. Seuss character that is wonderful with children and creates a magical atmosphere of fun and frivolity. And I'm surrounded by red-hot magma.
All right, the Cat in
Goodbye,
the Hat.
Goodbye, the Cat in the Hat. Let's leave now.
The Cat in the Hat.
Wow.
Well, see, now neither one has been the Cat in the Hat. Although I think the Cat in the Hat is just another one of Mike Myers' voices, like, you know, Dieter from Sprockets or something.
Hello, baby. I'm the Cat in the Hat. Yeah, baby, how are you? Would you like to come out and play with me? I'm the Cat in the Hat, baby. It's wild, yes. Would you like to shag the Cat in the Hat?
All right.
Look at me, I lift up my tail. I'm like, why are you kicking me out? What's the deal? I thought you were going to talk to the Cat in the Hat.
I thought we were, too, but it's...
All right, let's bring the real Cat in the Hat.
Mike Myers is
all right.
Confused.
This has been kind of a funny bit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get the kiddies ready. Here he is. The Cat in the Hat.
I will king of the forest.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Be set. I'm the Cat in the Hat. Come on, put up your dukes. Put up your dukes. That's what I am. I'm a cheap impression of the Cowardly Lion anyway.
I know, but...
Put up your dukes. Come on, put them up. Put them up. Put them up there.
Mike Myers was never in The Wizard of Oz.
What makes a muskrat god is musk. Courage. I'm the Cat in the Hat. Come on along. That's right. That's all it is, baby.
So you've... You have you boiled it down for us, the basically Mike Myers Cat in the Hat.
Not my concept. Read it in a review. That what it was, his character was basically an impersonation of Bert Lahr.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, you were talking about those song lists, the A's, B's, and the C's, and the D's?
Oh, you're going backwards, sir. Now you're talking about the Christmas stuff from last hour.
Cat
wants to come back in
there.
Sir, you're an evil man. You're taking the show back three breaks or so. We better
like
make
when
you celebrity guest. I don't want to talk about your silly theories about Christmas music. You're going backwards. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to open up a magic floor as the Cat in the Hat and dump you into a vat with live sharks.
Let's take one call for the Cat in the Hat. Hello.
Bastard.
Don, come on. Hello.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well.
Good afternoon. Are you fine?
Have you guys seen the movie?
I'm talking now. Are you fond of the fabulous children's movie, The Cat in the Hat?
No, it's the worst movie I've ever seen.
That's BS, sir. And I don't use that term lightly. Go ahead.
I took my 3-year-old to go see it.
Yes.
And he was scared of The Cat in the Hat the whole time. He's like, Daddy, I want to go home. And I was like, yeah, so do I. It's the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
I have a suggestion for you. You should take your 3-year-old on your lap, look him in the eye, and say that being afraid of the Cat in the Hat was exercising proper judgment. Because the fact of the matter, even though I'm very magical and I bring children great joy, at the heart of the Cat in the Hat is a soul as dark as a thousand midnights.
I am an evil. I never write jokes for Mike.
The movie was completely inappropriate for young children. Yeah. He swears like 4 times in the movie.
Your son is a faggot.
You don't even rhyme. In the beginning, you're like, oh, I don't even do this rhyme.
Take the little faggot home if he can't handle the Cat in the Hat. It was too funny not to read, Doc. Goodbye. Say your faggot goodbye.
No. Wow.
All right, there's the Cat in the Hat.
Mike Myers answers the critics.
Cat in the Hat.
Yes, the Cat in the Hat. Magical.
you want to hear magic, really? Then we have to take a break. But this is magic. It's magic that Rob and I watched on television, and we were on the telephone for an hour, and we tried to describe it last week, and we could not describe it. What?
I'm still laughing at what you wrote. Don doesn't write for me very often, but he did that time.
It worked.
Listen to this now.
Tonight, my man, the one, the only Regis Philbin. You know he's wild in the AM. Well, you catch him in primetime. He never holds back, and that's why we love him. Regis Philbin for the hour with your phone calls next on Larry King Live.
The Westwood One Radio Network presents Larry King Live.
So you remember when Rob and I were watching the show a couple of weeks ago, we were trying to tell you how jive it was, how bad it was.
I was praying that somebody would get a tape for
us. It's the Larry King surprise birthday party.
First, a couple of quick notes. Nellie Connolly had been scheduled to appear with us tomorrow night on the as we approached the 40th anniversary of the assassination of John Kennedy. She was riding in the car with the president. And then on Friday night, we had scheduled interviews with the doctors who were in the emergency room. Those two interviews, Saturday night, will now play Saturday and Sunday night. Nellie.
All right, so there he's doing the beginning.
He's doing the opening like a normal opening.
What, Robbie?
It's just one long
track. Oh, it's one long track?
Yeah.
Aye. Well, then cue it up. Cue it up to the part where Regis tells him it's a surprise. Yeah. And we'll take it from there when we come back.
Very good.
With the what this is it is a circle jerk for 1 hour of primetime television because Larry King is 70.
So Larry King suckfest.
So we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay. Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
That's giving God a job,
words.
Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Who he is?
The Don and Mike Show. If you put a knick-knack on their whatnot, they'll give you a what for. Don and Mike.
All right, everybody. So here's the deal. Last week it was Larry King's 70th birthday. Hey, hey, hey. And I don't know why they're not Bob Levy-ing him, incidentally. He's not getting a luscious buyout from CNN. But he's still got his TV show. And it was a night that really nothing was on. I was just flipping around I went to CNN, and it was a surprise birthday party for Larry. Now, you can't talk about, I can't describe the crawl on the bottom of the screen, the scroll.
Where they had all the graphics for Larry's birthday.
Where it said repeatedly in big letters, like kid letters, like a font you'd picked up for a kid's invitation to a birthday party.
Right.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath, it kept flashing on and off. It's a surprise. And they had, in the right-hand corner where it says CNN, they had little fireworks coming out.
Right.
So the show starts, and his guest is Regis Philbin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a split screen. Regis is in New York, and Larry King is in California. And the first 5 minutes I won't play for you because they're exceedingly tedious. Larry says, "What do you make of this Michael Johnson thing?" You know, and then Regis goes, "Well, it's unfortunate." And then he says, "What about the big trial going on with Rosie Donnell?" Now, we don't have time to go back.
Rosie Donnell?
Because this thing is all on just one tape. Mm-hmm. We'll go through and isolate these parts. After they have the discussion about Rosie Donnell, Larry asks Regis a question.
Right.
And that's when Regis can no longer contain the fact that it's a surprise party on national TV for Larry.
How do you miss Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Reg?
Larry, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about Kelly Ripa. I don't want to talk about Kathy Lee. You understand why? Because tonight is a very special night. And I'll tell you why. Because tonight, my friend, is your birthday. You are 70 years old, Larry King. You are a broadcasting legend. And what's going to happen in the next 55 minutes is something beyond your control. Even
what are you talking about?
Larry King can't control this. You know why? Because all for the last month, your staff has been planning the best birthday party ever given on television. And we had to do it because it had to be a big...
What jive is
this? Wait a minute. What are you...
Larry.
Are you taking over?
I'm taking
I'm
over.
Lost.
Yeah. I'm taking over. I want to show you one picture, the best day of our lives together, that trip we made to Notre Dame last year, you and I walking to the stadium, the crowd parting the way and then following in behind us, cheering us all the way. It was a wonderful day, and that was the most fun I've had in a long, long time. That's
I must tell you, Reese, that was one of the great days of my life.
Larry,
I'm so glad I went.
And you're going to hear...
Larry, listen to me.
What's up, Larry?
Rob, a lot of talking at the same time.
Yeah, where's the pause button here? You're going to notice this a lot, that there's a lot of celebrities talking and Larry talking while the celebrities are talking. And also, please dig on Larry's fake surprise. So you're
sure sounded, you know, the radio, they always say the camera doesn't lie. Sometimes radio doesn't lie when you hear that. He didn't sound really...
You're taking over?
What's going on here?
You're taking over?
So Wendy Whitworth in the Los Angeles control room, and she's got the outline of what's going to happen to you for the next 55 minutes. Okay? Wendy?
Thanks, Aegis. I kind of feel like Gelman tonight. All right, Larry, I know you hate to change the show after it started, but I need you...
And there's a reason this girl's behind the camera.
And one more thing. You're not the host tonight. And I'll leave you with three words. It's your birthday.
You want me to go over here?
Yep.
Want me to go over here?
Folks, I have no idea what's going on here.
Just do as you're told.
Oh, God.
Now listen. It's Dr. Phil.
It's Dr. Phil.
How are you doing? So, Wendy, how do I look?
You look terrific, Dr. Phil. Have a great...
And isn't that a great opening? You're coming on a guy's...
How do I look?
How do I look,
Wendy?
How do I look?
So,
well, Larry, I'm sitting in your chair tonight. Happy birthday.
You dirty...
Regis, not only said you the dick. We got to hear that one again.
He said you dirty.
You dick.
He says you dirty.
No, he called Dr. Phil a dick.
Just in on this, absolutely. It's time for you to get real about being 70.
Let me tell you my troubles with this.
Okay, you're 70 years old. You've been
by the way,
broadcasting.
How old is Regis?
Well, Regis is 170. Is that
how old is Regis? How old are you, Reg?
How old am I?
Yeah.
52.
Okay, now how old are you?
I'm 72.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
70 has been traumatic for me. I've had a wonderful day. I really had a great day.
Why has it been traumatic?
I'll tell you in a minute.
All right.
Everybody, friends, everybody, the family, the wife, everybody's with the kids are wonderful.
The wife.
It's been terrific. However. 70 is old.
Hey, 70, I was going to bring you a IV drip here so you could just, you looked up all the way. 46 years you've been in broadcasting.
48.
18 of them right here behind this desk at CNN, 9 o'clock. Yeah. I mean, what's it feel like? Do you feel 70?
No. I feel.
Liar.
I told someone today, I feel in my 20s. The thing that hits me is I know I'm 70.
Yeah.
And 70 to me is...
That's
when I was
right.
A kid, 70 was aged, doctor. Come on.
That's right.
K-D-A-N. When you're 70. Weird. Now you're turning around, moving over there to the guest.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
This is...
All right, let's fast forward to the first guest. Because there's a lot of this awkward sucking up. And for being the guy with the show, you would think Dr. Phil would be a little better prepared.
Yeah.
But he's not.
How do I look?
He's totally ill-equipped for the moment.
I'm glad Mike Wallace is there to help you.
Well, I was afraid we were going to do something to his heart. But now, 15 years as senior, do you have any advice for this kid here that's 15 years behind?
Mike Wallace dragged into this.
You graduating high school while he was in the second grade.
He had some lunch with Nancy Reagan today. Gained some weight. He's down to 120 pounds.
151. I feel great.
He said, I told him, I've seen more meat on antlers, and he just, he thinks he's doing it. All right.
Is this the first time you and Mike?
Already, can you?
Pandemonium.
I already tell it's the biggest CF in the history of television.
Yeah, that's a train wreck.
You have the disinterested Mike Wallace, who's, big, gigantic, 8-foot-tall Dr. Phil. How do I look? And, Larry with the stooped shoulders.
Mike Wallace, counting the minutes, I think.
I've never been in my life, but all of these people pull this off.
Well,
I had no concept that I'm ready to do Regis, that I'm sitting here to Dr. Phil. Mike Wallace all day traveling, trepsing around me. And you, Nancy, you. You should have said something. Happy birthday, Larry. Talk to you later.
We've been plotting against you, and you know
Nancy. This is Nancy Reagan's the first one to phone in.
She's very smooth. She's Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks so much for sharing this special night with us.
We really
appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We don't have commercials.
Happy birthday,
thank
Larry.
Thank you, Nancy.
Hey, I'm running this show. You just set time.
Oh, God.
Now, we have another surprise for you, Larry, or are we going to go to a break here?
No, Phil.
Okay.
You're on. Now, hold on. Pause it for a second.
This is where you're going to hear for the first time. Listen carefully now in your car. Turn your radio up. When you hear Dr. Phil say, do we have a break? There's silence. And you can hear the person, the director, talking into his IFB, into his headpiece.
Good.
Listen carefully.
Okay. All right. Special birthday greeting for you as we go to break. So you can calm down a little bit. We'll be right back.
Good evening, Larry. Here we are at the Caesar's Palace on stage at the Coliseum.
It's the Praying Mantis.
Special night, and we all wanted to wish you happy birthday.
Celine Dion.
Friends, 4,000 good friends of mine.
Suckfest. God. Loser convention.
Bonjour, Larry.
So it's Celine Dion.
As well, wanted to wish you...
Yuck.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, so it's,
John!
It's only the beginning, Mike.
This is ass-kissing employees going wild putting this together.
And you're only hearing the first 10 minutes of this. This show went longer than 60 minutes.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Larry. We love you.
Right, because she means it.
We love
happy birthday, Nelly, to promote my consultancy on Spanish.
People judge you by the word you use.
Oh, now we got the commercials. Sorry. Hey, good to know that they run the same awful commercials on there. You know what I was noticing on ESPN, incidentally?
What?
That they're running penis commercials on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And it's not like the Viagra that's made by the NFL.
It's enhancement.
Yeah, it's a
enlargement.
Thing.
Not for dysfunction, but for size, you're saying.
Yeah, and they're running it on ESPN.
Right. Yeah, well, that's their audience.
To make your D bigger. Mm-hmm. It used to be that radio was as low as you could go. If you had a product,
if you want to sell, you go to radio.
That's cable. Now you can even go to TV.
12 hours of a lead. Use as directed. You're listening.
Oh, God. They got a lot of commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
I hate programs with lots of commercials. I truly do.
Years ago, life is good after 70.
George Bush.
Yeah, senior.
Along with your friends. You're a great interviewer, you're a good man, and Barbara and I are proud to consider you as friends.
Liar!
Well, pretty nice, don't you think? Well, thank you so much, President and Mrs. Bush. And now, I want to
bring somebody else in here all the way from the Middle East, okay. Wayne Newton. We're not going to be specific about where are, Wayne, because of security reasons, but we know that you wanted to wish Larry a happy birthday. Are you there, Wayne?
Behind enemy lines. I am, Dr. Phil, and not only do we want to wish Larry a happy birthday, but we also want him to know that we all got up about 5:15 in order to be here at 6:15 a.m.
Hold it. Now, you got to remember, my analysis...
I got out of bed.
My analysis of this the day after was that Wayne Newton's only priority was letting Larry King know that he had to get up at 5:15.
That's it. That's what he wanted him to know.
And you got to remember, the Wayne Newton is over in Iraq or something.
For everybody, incidentally, in our listening area that gets up earlier than that to just go to their Joe job, you know, F you, Wayne.
He's doing a USO thing. His hair is just as black as the midnight sky.
Really? Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
He has on tuxedo pants and a camouflage jacket.
Great.
And it looks like his hairline was really drawn with a yardstick and a Sharpie. It is just so square.
Wow. And I brought along a few friends of mine to help with this very special birthday. And I want you to know, Larry, that in my opinion, which I respect, the world is a whole lot better place because you're in it. And I want you to meet some of my friends, Mr. Gary Sinise, of course, Mr. Neil McCoy. We have a couple of Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders here, and that's Rhonda and Julie and Genevieve Bach back there. And this guy is named, if you'd scoot over, his name is Mr. Chris Isaac. And also, let me say, we have some of our band members with the USO and also some of the incredible United States Air Force. Just for you.
Sleepy Wayne.
Celine did this a little earlier, but not from here.
See, now he gets a dig in there.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
Celine did this earlier. Yeah, Celine did
not from here. Celine, who he went to earlier.
Meow.
Sooner than me. Yeah.
She taped her piece. Mine's live.
Happy birthday to you.
Yuck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Larry. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more, my friend.
My friend. There's Vegas.
Oh, boy.
Wayne, thank you guys so much, and thank you for getting up so early to
you guys,
welcome the, wish this guy a happy birthday.
Dr. Phil, how do I look?
We wouldn't have missed it. Thank you.
Thank you
so
Wayne.
Much. But we're not through. I mean, you talked about some big stars. Wayne Newton, I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that, unless, of course, you're talking about this next guy, Tony Bennett.
My favorite.
Are you there?
Hey, Larry.
Okay, we're going to have to break now for the news with Buzz.
How are you, Larry?
Will we continue this?
Oh, you bet your ass.
Good.
Tomorrow, we'll pick this up tomorrow.
Nice to see you, Larry.
Let me just put this in my notes for tomorrow, which is jam-packed anyway, but...
Dr. Phil, you suck.
Larry
I'm Tony Bennett, and you suck, Dr. Phil.
Because you've only just heard the tip of the iceberg, as they said on the Titanic.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
How come Dr. Phil sucks so bad?
He doesn't look good.
And it gets worse. It gets much worse. And the finale is when they bring out Larry's wife.
Right.
And the toddlers.
Said she looked good, though, huh?
Yeah, she looked all tricked up. And
darted up.
And, you know, yeah, all whored up. And pushing the kids out of the way and to get on TV. And it's just...
A big surprise for me.
He says over and over again, I can't believe this.
I
can't believe this happening to me.
It's time for breakfast.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden...
Wow.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Nancy Reagan.
He made it up.
It's Nancy Reagan.
Hi, Larry.
Nancy, this meant so very much. Wayne, thanks for getting up at 5:15.
And unlike Celine Dion.
Yeah. F you.
Have that C word. Buzz.
Yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Well, bless you for the early start, because top to bottom, good stuff today, starting with a new day, a new celebrity mugshot.
Well, and let me say, it's right up there with Nick Nolte.
I've been walking these streets.
And Jacko.
Scariest mugshot I've ever seen.
It's good.
It's a pretty good one.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's right. And this is all very
professional, Larry.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Not just lowbrow, they're no-brow. Don and Mike.
Everybody's new show. Before I do the plug here, let me ask you fellas a question.
Yes.
You know, my wife is working now, and she's not around a lot.
Right.
It's killing me every
day. It's rough, I know. Hang in there, dude.
And tonight, she worked, I think, something like all day. I don't know. A lot of it at a hotel, from what I understand, doing some type of research. Anyway,
not really.
Pardon me?
Not at a hotel.
Well, when I followed her,
she worked at Walmart.
She worked at Walmart. Anyway, here's the deal. She just calls during the break and says, hey, I'm done working. I'm coming home. Now, here are my choices for dinner. All right? I could have my wife stop somewhere and pick something up for me, or I could do what I've done the last, how long has she been working? A month?
Right.
Something like that? On those nights, I go home and I heat the oven to 425.
Put your head squarely in the middle.
And I get to some of these Tyson chicken breasts.
Oh.
And put them in, and you know, they're like chicken, whatever you'd like to get in a restaurant.
Right, right.
And 15 minutes later, they're ready.
What, is it fried?
No, they're not fried. They're
sort
just
of baked. Has it got any breading on them?
No, none.
Just boneless breasts of chicken?
Yeah, they're
chicken. Do you season them at all?
Chicken fingers. Well, I put some spice or something on it.
Right,
and then, you know. But anyway, so here's, and I like it.
Uh-huh.
And I eat it with my hands.
You put some spice on the chicken and then you turn on spice.
I eat with my hands and I sit in front of the TV and I wipe my hands on my shirt and everything, you know, from the dipping sauce. And and it's a great experience.
Right.
So the question is, what would you do if you were me? Would you, because
would you?
I really want the chicken that I make myself.
Right, you like
that. But the hassle is getting home and heating up the...
Yeah, I mean, nobody... Sometimes people don't like to cook. They don't feel like it.
So,
and she could pick something up for you, and she's coming from... I take it downtown?
Yeah, but if she picks something up for me, it'll be something, you know, that's good for me.
Uh-huh.
Not that what I'm having is awful.
Can't you partake of something else that maybe isn't as good for you from wherever she's picking it up from, and specify
order something specific.
Heart-clogging order or something?
No, because then it's too much with the, well, what do you think about this, and do you want this, and what kind of cheese?
Yeah, you've already answered your own question.
Yeah. Okay.
You wish to cook yourself the chicken. You are, as far as dining is concerned, you are a creature of habit, and I know you well enough now.
Be happy
to know that.
Just to
have your chicken.
I love my chicken. Thanks for helping me through that crisis.
No problem at all.
You know, it's
anything we can do.
It's a changing landscape for me day by day with my wife going back to work.
Right.
Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
There was a segue right there.
Dr. Develop.
Someone called for a doctor?
Clinically tested. It works.
Uh-huh.
Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888. Try VMAX.
I have one additional thought.
Yeah.
Have her bring you like a little something from a... If she picks up dinner for herself, have her get you a little something, so maybe you'd have an added treat.
A small torch.
But in the... a truffle.
But she wouldn't, though, because if she stops to buy herself something to eat...
Right.
She stops at the store that says... The sign outside says, if you're a normal guy...
Right.
You won't like anything we have inside.
Right. No problem at all. Then that's fine. Then you've answered the question.
Insist on fresh Schwarzwaldkirsch torte.
What, Rob?
I'm
thinking that?
German.
Black
German.
Cherry cake.
Was für ein Torte?
Was ist das?
This is yummy. Oh, das ist einen Torte.
Oui.
Ja, das ist gut.
Ah, Herr Spivak.
We've got your torts ready.
Oui.
Yeah.
Herr Spivak.
Anyway, hi, Buzz. Thank you for helping me through that crisis.
Just a heads up, there's no Walmart downtown.
There's not?
No.
You mean right in the middle of Georgetown, there's not a giant brand new Walmart?
No Walmart there.
But there are lots of hotels.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Indians.
Enough about that.
All right.
Oh, and thanks to the Baltimore Ravens. I just want to say thanks to Dave Modell again.
Yeah.
That they're sending down the tickets. And I just want to say to Dave, thank you. You're a great guy. I'm humbled by this. And please don't forget my field pass.
There you go.
Because the last thing I want to do is go to the game and be up there in your box with all of, you know...
right. those people.
You know, gentle reminder.
The sponsors and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, he understands. He knows.
I like being down there where the action is. There you go. So how about those Ravens?
Give me on the field if you could.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Well, and I'm having chicken tonight.
Yay.
Cooking it myself.
The way you like it.
Yeah.
If you're redecorating, consider a wall of celebrity mugshots. There are entire websites dedicated to photos of everyone from Larry King to Michael Jackson. Add one more to the wall, country singer Glenn Campbell. Like a
rhinestone cowboy. Now, I saw Mike today before the show. And I called Rob earlier today with this as well. I rated up there better than the Nick Nolte photo.
Yeah, because of the emotion on the face. It's a meaner picture.
And if you want to see it, it's on AOL. But also, of course, our friends at thesmokinggun.com called right. in to let us know that they've got it up there.
Yep. It's amazing. And the one in color that John Norman showed me during one of the breaks is amazing.
Fantastic. He's yeah. angry. Anyway, but you got to hear the whole story about Glenn Campbell getting popped.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing. The charge is extreme drunk driving because his blood alcohol count was so high, nearly double the legal limit. Campbell spent several hours in a county jail cell in Phoenix Monday night. Police say that during those hours, Campbell's mood swung back and forth between congenial and, combative. One minute he was giving a mini concert. The next, next minute he was kicking a police sergeant. It all started with a fender bender involving Glenn's BMW and a Toyota. A witness says Campbell drove away, so the witness says he followed Glenn home and called 911. Campbell also now faces charges of leaving the scene of an accident. Like a rhinestone cowboy. Go see the picture. Yeah.
Really, yeah.
Hi, I'm Glenn Campbell.
You know, and that's the thing that you've got to get is the visual of that.
Yeah.
If you're old enough like myself to remember back in the day, if you could picture Glenn Campbell in the jail, and his mood swings going from fighting with the officers,
kicking a sergeant,
to playing songs for them.
Yeah.
It's like he did a concert, then he would get mad.
Right.
He'd be singing, tell them, hey, what the F you looking at, boy? Get the F out. I'm Glenn F and Campbell.
So they're following to his house. The witness did. Yeah.
I'll kick your ass, you pigs, stinking pigs, pigs, pigs. Who wants to hear a song?
And he was on one of those angry sweeps when they took his picture.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Great picture.
Yeah. In fact, Smoking Gun, in a shameless plug, has all the mug shots of all the celebrities who've ever been arrested.
Really?
Rush Limbaugh, meanwhile, he says he's no hypocrite, even though he once said drug users ought to get jail time. What prompted this statement was a clever phone call to his radio show yesterday. Mike from Miami was on the air talking about some congressional vote when he blurted out, how do you equate hypocrisy and addiction, pillhead? The unflappable Limbaugh was suddenly flapping like crazy and then issued a warning to crank callers, quoting Rush, we are prepared here. Later in the show, the blowhard.
Was that like when we say that?
You can't police that. No. No, you can't.
You get mad at somebody. And this is the thing, again, that I don't get about Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the whole deal going with the money that he's taken out of the bank.
Right.
And he's not said that he took the money to buy the pills.
No, he indicated that $9,000 is walking around money for him.
And now he has people calling him a hypocrite on his radio show, which is okay, because you should have that give and take.
Yeah.
But he should take that as an opportunity when somebody calls him a hypocrite to say, here's why I'm not a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I might sound like a hypocrite,
right.
I'm really not. And I'm not taking up for Rush Limbaugh. It's just because I think he's just as guilty as sin.
Right.
But the point is, when he's got an opportunity like that, when you're given something, and he's got to have the same setup as us, where his calls are screened.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy lies. The guy says, I want to talk about George Bush, but instead he says, hey, you're a hypocrite, you pill popper.
Mm-hmm.
Limbaugh can either hit the delay, call never happens, it never gets on the
air, right.
Or you use it as an opportunity to say, I'm not a hypocrite, and here's why.
Well, he tried to do that later in the show.
No, he didn't really try.
No, at the time the call came in, he didn't respond to it. But later in the show, the blowhard sort of addressed the issue, quoting again,
blowhard.
If I were to admit I'm a hypocrite, then I'm going to be disqualified from being able to say what's right and wrong. I'm not going to let anybody take that away from me. Whatever I did, I did. But it doesn't change what right and wrong are.
And here's,
liberals do the same thing, end quote.
This is the purest
example of denial I've ever heard.
And it
tells me that you're going to have a problem again because they didn't get to him in that rehab center when they're supposed to teach you about stuff like that.
We talked about this going into rehab, the fact that on one hand, in order to get well, he has to admit he has a problem. In order to be Rush Limbaugh and do the radio show, he has to deny it.
Right.
Yeah.
When I hear you and the timeline of how this happened.
Right.
So he gets ambushed by the caller.
Right.
He can't handle it. He can't hit the delay.
Right.
I'm having difficulty moving cabbage.
So then, in whatever space of time it is between then and when he addresses this.
Paralyzed with fear.
He has somebody, or maybe himself during a commercial or whatever, and he's jotting down, notes. He's writing down the points he wants to hit.
Here's response that should have given earlier.
Cabbage needed time to focus. Cabbage.
Must wait. Pop one, baby blue.
Wilma.
Address crank caller.
Wilma crank caller.
Get out cigar box.
Fill with cash. Exchange for baby blues.
Seem to be becoming own worst enemy.
Cabbage.
Yesterday we mentioned that Michael Jackson, speaking of own worst enemies, Michael Jackson now has a website where he can tell his side of the story.
Who he?
Now, the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office is developing a website just for its legal papers on Michael. The Sheriff's Department says it's now checking at least 100 leads in the child molestation investigation.
I love my room.
Nearly a week ago, the office asked the public for tips, and one official there says the phone's been ringing off the hook.
Tips.
Do you have a tip for me, Don?
Mushroom tips.
Mushroom cat.
Little mushrooms.
Well, I have my wallpaper all little mushrooms with marbles under them.
Quoting the official, we're going through the tips to make sure they pass the smell test. He says about 100 of them have.
Smell my tip.
Smell the tip. Bring the kid in. All right, now we're going to have to smell your tip.
Smell my tip and then say rubba rubba.
While Michael is in day 5 of his latest seclusion, the officers continue their worldwide investigation. That's why they're waiting till the second week of December to file the formal charges. They want to make sure they have everything they need. There are other new...
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, we have bad news.
What?
When your son was sent to live with Michael Jackson, we can now tell that he, in fact, smells like Michael Jackson. Smells like his tip.
Smell the tip. And check out my mushroom wallpaper.
Your hand smells like Michael's
mushroom. Bye!
Michael's mushroom.
There are other new and strange developments in the story. Michael's people found 2 hidden video cameras in the overhead luggage bins on that private jet Michael used to fly between California and Vegas. Officials of the jet company later admitted they put the cameras there hoping to sell the videotapes to the news media.
Oh, wow.
All right.
The tapes show Michael was not an emotional wreck on the flight, as we've heard, but rather at ease and even smiling sometimes. And then there's this. A 17-year-old who used to share a bed with Michael says Jackson dyes his son's hair blonde to make the son look more like Macaulay Culkin.
God.
But the best defense is a good offense.
You know, it just gets so friggin' weird.
Wow.
And I mean, it really is.
And, our job is to laugh on this show, and you hear something like that, and the creep factor almost overwhelms. I mean, you think really...
Yeah.
You think this is a kid who's still...
Yeah, he said, send his children to Glen Campbell. let Prince Michael Jackson and whatever the other... Uh-huh. Send them... Forget Debbie Rowe. Send them right to Glen Campbell, right in jail. They'd be better with Glen Campbell in jail.
And that's scary.
Well, the best defense is a good offense, and that's what we're starting to see from Michael's lawyers. They've dug up court papers that say Michael's 12-year-old cancer-ridden accuser grew up in a turbulent household where violence was a daily thing.
Yeah, attack the kid. That's it. Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's the first sign of desperation, too.
Yes, absolutely. But here's the story. The boy's mother once got a temporary restraining order against her husband over this. She asked that he be placed in a certified batterers program.
That's a TRO, Buzz.
A temporary restraining order.
TRO.
TRO. That was on...
LOL.
Wasn't that on CSI the other night?
ROTFL. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Uh-huh.
LOL, laugh out loud.
I'm still working on that.
Right.
Isn't LOL lots of love, too?
No.
No, LOL is strictly
laugh out loud. Yeah.
BTW.
Oh
my God, I got to get over to my computer now.
BTW is by the way.
Yes, by the way.
I totally misinterpreted an email I got.
The kid's mother also says dad threatened to quit his job to avoid having to pay child support.
Also, don't forget, I know it's...
Another abbreviation?
Well, it's just the letter C, then YA, you know.
Yeah, see ya.
CYA.
Right.
I have to just recompose this email I sent to somebody based on a response I thought.
And I thought it was,
I thought it's cover your ass.
Cover your ass, right. No, but it's see ya.
It's inappropriate.
Right.
See
ya. But I always say goodbye the same way, though, every email.
How's that?
AMF!
Oh, adios, mother effer.
Well, the woman says...
Or adios, my friend.
My friend.
My friend.
Adios, my friend.
Woman says the kid's dad told her he hated his family and that he threatened to kill them.
Who's this, the cancer kid?
Right. His dad, his mom, talking here. Dad's lawyer says the boy's mom is vindictive and deceitful, and that dad may be called as a witness in the Jackson case to undermine the testimony that mother and son will give against Michael.
What about the cat? The cat that had pussy cancer.
I don't know anything about that cat.
That meow cat.
Yeah, right.
Not surprisingly, even Michael's young accuser has been in trouble with the law. He was picked up for trying to shoplift clothing when he was 8 years old. He told police his dad ordered him to do it. The mom got handcuffed in that incident as well, right there in a JCPenney's parking lot. The family later sued Penney's for false arrest and assault. As part of the settlement, the shoplifting charges were dropped. The other part of the settlement was a $200,000 payment, which the couple then fought over, leading to their divorce.
And Buzz, I have to ask you something here. You know a lot more about the language, obviously, than I do. But I have to ask, it's not JCPenney's. It's JCPenney, singular, right?
JCPenney.
Right. That's the name of the store.
Although you say,
right.
I'm going to go to Penney's. You say,
right.
Where are you going to go? Sears?
Right.
Okay, I'll meet you at Penney's.
But because it would sound funny if you said, I'm going to Penney.
You know who loves Penney's?
Who?
Alan Linewater.
Saved Rob a trip to the microphone.
There you go.
Alan Linewater loves Penny. But really, it is J.C. Penny.
Right, but in order to make it possessive, then you would add the apostrophe S.
You just say, all right,
J.C. Penny's parking lot.
You're going to Red Lobster, I'm going to Penny's.
I'm going to Red Lobster's.
Same thing with Hex. The Hex Company or Hex.
Uh-huh.
True. Very true.
My brain hurts.
Right.
Oh.
Aspirin?
Police say...
Aspirin? Yes, please.
Police say dad also locked his daughter in the car one time for 2.5 hours. The mother filed assault charges against dad over that and told police she was going to get help on the case.
These are the cancer parents of the kid that was touched by Michael Jackson.
These are the parents, see, and this is...
You know, all of this doesn't really...
I agree, but all of this will be brought up in court, I'm sure.
This is the spin.
And you're doing your job as a journalist.
Yeah. This is the spin from Michael Jackson's side, right?
Right. And
can you count the lines about the kid compared to the lines about Michael?
No, just kidding. But I will.
Just joking.
I will get back to you.
Just joking.
Because I want to be fair.
I understand.
But I also have to tell the whole story.
No.
Okay.
I don't want you to be fair.
All right, let me rephrase that. I want to give all the juicy details.
There you go, right.
Anyway, so this mom, after the shoplifting incident, said that she would get help on the case from Kobe Bryant, local weatherman Fritz Coleman, and Michael Jackson.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Go ahead. Try to analyze.
I got to dissect this for a second.
Hey, if I was that weatherman, I'd run for the hills.
Yeah.
Fritz Coleman. Have you ever seen the dude on...
No, I haven't. No.
You get Channel 4 in Los Angeles?
See the big fat guy?
No, he's a tall, very Doctor Who looking character.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big, long, thin face.
Mm-hmm. Hello!
Got those little round, beady eye glasses.
Right.
And, you know, the weather's always the same in California, so he's very relaxed. Yeah. He's like... Well, another sunny day in the Southland.
There we go.
Going to be beautiful. I'm done with the forecast today. I'm going to go touch a bunch of kids. And look at their chips. And Michael Jackson is great. And how about Kobe Bryant?
Yes, look at my mushroom wallpaper.
Well, one final Michael Jackson note for today is a musical one. It now appears the accuser has not only been on one of Michael's TV specials, he may have performed on at least one of Michael's albums. Michael's pet name for the boy, as you recall, is Rubba. Someone by that name did vocals for a song on Jackson's 2001 album, Invincible. The credits for the song, The Lost Children, include narrative by Baby Rubba and Prince Jackson. Prince, of course, is Michael's older son, but in the album notes, Jacko also thanks Baby Rubba, which he calls, quote, part of my other family.
Part of my mushroom to family.
Yeah.
Rubba.
Okay. Mm. Buzz, we got a break. Yeah. Who's next? What's next, Buzz?
The latest on the Reagan movie.
Oh, the Reagan.
Oui.
Okay, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Happy Thanksgiving. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring.
Happy f-ing Thanksgiving from the John and Mike Show.
And now, bum, 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 bum,
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Donna Mike. I counted during the break 46 lines on Weird Michael, 35 lines on the Weird Family of the Accuser.
That's so, not balanced journalism.
No, and we like it that way.
Yeah, good for you, Buzz.
When the pay cable channel Showtime finally airs that controversial TV movie about Ronald Reagan Sunday, it will air in its original uncut form.
Good.
Controversial.
This is a huge relief to the filmmakers who say CBS took it away from them and butchered it as it prepared the movie for its November ratings sweep. The director says it was so badly chopped it became as incoherent as the ex-president himself. The most controversial part taken out and now put back in is the part in which Nancy begs Ron to help people with AIDS. In the movie, Reagan responds, "They who live in sin shall die in sin." Reagan supporters say he never said that. A book about Reagan says he did.
Ronnie, please help the fags.
Those who live in sin shall... will die in sin.
The
bye,
President.
Where's your mushroom, Ronnie?
On the wall, decorated with the wallpaper. It's a mushroom cap with two marbles. Bye. They all sound the same. One way or another.
Mommy.
Mommy.
The neutered James Brolin, meanwhile, says his political wife, Barbara Streisand, had nothing to do with the movie, as Reagan supporters have charged. Here's good casting,
well,
I think.
I wonder how bad her... Oh, I almost said the
word. Wow.
Yeah. I think we know what you were trying
to
say.
You're going to say a bad word.
I wonder if she has cancer down there.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Boy, what do you say to that?
Yeah.
I don't literally
think that. This is late in the show.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Welcome to Late in the Show.
Thanksgiving week.
A cancerous smell.
Right.
Coming from that area.
Absolutely.
On Barbara Streisand.
I understand.
Mr. Reagan.
You've made Republicans happy now. And look at him.
Look, he's walked up to the microphone.
He loves it.
Hi, friend.
You know, he comes to the microphone. He does when... We're all going to be fired. Because he won't be. He'll still be here.
Yeah.
And he's never threatened.
He's okay.
Never in his life.
I love the way he eggs me on.
This boy lives in protective custody.
No, step up, Rob. Don't let him force you away. Step
back.
Up.
Go
step
ahead.
Up.
Go
step
ahead and endanger my career.
Smell something.
Well, he can't talk.
Can't do it.
He's laughing too much.
Listen to
there
that.
He goes. His face is red.
She has a Pelly Smussy. Did I say that right?
Close enough.
Smussy.
Smussy.
Smussy. A Pelly Smussy. Yeah. That, now, they can they mess with that?
She has Panzer Cussy.
Hello.
She has.
Hello.
She has Panzer Cussy because it smells bad.
Right.
Here's good casting.
What it smells like.
Pardon me?
It smells like Panzer. I don't know, and you know, for quite some a long time,
all you know
is what I told you.
But you're saying that Barbara's...
Very bad.
She has, let me get this right, kinky stunt.
There you are.
Uh-huh. Kinky...
That's perfect.
Stunt.
A kinky stunt.
That's much better.
That's right.
So how's this?
And we're not talking about Fear Factor.
How's this? Michael Caine as Alfred the Butler in the next Batman movie.
Michael Caine's great in anything he does.
I agree.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is still negotiating with the Oscar winner about this. Christian Bale will play Batman in this one.
I don't get Christian Bale.
Batman.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
I'm not.
There you go.
Hey, he'll be fine.
I shouldn't even have to tell you this. Beware the Mexican baloney. Border Patrol agents in Texas.
Tell me, tell my ass. Tell my tailor.
Border Patrol agents in Texas.
Tell the gypsies that have to wash my underpants.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Mr. Mike, it looks like you've had the Mexican bologna.
Yes, God.
Border Patrol agents in Texas looking for drugs didn't find any this time. They found contraband luncheon meat. In this one, they confiscated 756 pounds of BOLOGNA from a pickup truck.
Yum.
Oh, it gets better.
My dry cleaner charges me double.
Rightly so. The bologna was shaped like a car seat, and that's right, let me say that again. The bologna was shaped like a car seat and covered with a blanket to disguise it.
Now, Buzz, here's the thing. I read this story also, and I'm glad you have it on your news show.
Right.
What's illegal about taking 700 pounds of bologna across?
I don't think you can bring foreign meat into the country unchecked.
So the guy was not bringing drugs or...
No,
wrong. You're both wrong.
Really?
I've smoked bologna, and it is a better high than that absinthe.
Wow. Where's the car that was smuggling in the mayo?
I thought I'm right behind it.
And you can get the munchies at the same time and the high. It's
planned my night.
And eat cheese.
So they took these bologna rolls and tied them up in such a way that it looked like a car seat, I guess, in this pickup truck and covered it with a blanket to disguise it. Children were sitting on it to make it look even more authentic, I guess.
Crazy Mexicans.
Nothing makes cold cuts taste better than kids' buns and the hot Texas sun.
Yum, yum.
Big sombrero. Yeah, like 25 of them packed in the car.
Come on, kids. Come on. But Daddy, it smells like Mexican bologna in his car.
Sit on his seat. Make sure you break wind.
But Santa Claus is in good hands this year because at NORAD, the North American Air Defense Command Center in Colorado, this year's honorary Santa tracker will be Ringo Starr. Yeah. The former Beatle will follow the fat man's progress on a website. They're the children. And on a toll-free hotline, both of which will feature some of Ringo's Christmas music. Quoting Ringo, I'm privileged.
Oh, boy, does that...
Wow.
I can only hope, you know.
Santa is doing up. Can't do Ringo.
Here goes, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is George Starkey. This looks like Santa's crashed. Chris Kringle's dead.
And I wash my bollocks.
And I understand that there's mushroom keeps in Michael Jackson's house.
I have mushrooms with marbles under them.
I don't know about you, but when I get spam offering to enlarge
so big,
you know, and you never return those emails that I forward to you.
That was you.
I'm constantly forwarding those emails to you.
A computer programmer in California's Silicon Valley didn't take it so well. He's been arrested for threatening to torture and kill employees at a company that's bombarded his email with penis enlargement ads.
Right.
It's the first documented case of spam rage.
Hey, you know, since I got on that...
Oops. No, we're not.
You know, since I got on that Paris Hilton thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know how many I've gotten?
How many?
Zero.
Wow.
I haven't gotten one.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I got out of the system on time.
Consider yourself lucky, then.
I am lucky.
Either that or the word is out.
I say that every day, though. I'm Mr. Lucky.
ML.
Yeah.
44-year-old Charles Boer is out on bond now after threatening to send a package of anthrax spores to the pill company.
Oh, hold on, Buzz. I'm not doing this. This is the sound effects of the guy. We got the ice pick going. And
yeah, that was the dentist drill be the torture?
Yes.
Well, kind of a marathon man torture?
Yeah, right.
Because here it is. He threatened to shoot an employee.
Oh, hold on.
Torture him with a power drill and an ice pick.
See, I had all three ready.
Well, yeah.
Gunshots, two,
right.
Three, power drill,
uh-huh.
And then the ice pick.
Right.
The ice pick. One of the greatest sound effects we've ever had.
It is. He also threatened to castrate the employees.
With the ice pick.
Whatever. He now faces 5 years and $250,000 fine, even after admitting he doesn't own a gun or anthrax. He used as his return address, satan@hell.org.
Right on! You can email me there.
Finally... are crooks really that stupid, or do they just want to be caught?
I know, once again, Buzz, this is a bit that Mike and I used to do.
I know, and sometimes you made them up.
Not sometimes, always.
You always made them up?
I had a book.
Uh-huh. He didn't even tell me.
I had a book of these things.
You didn't tell me until, like, years later.
Stupid criminal things, and the thing is, there are only so many stupid things that criminals do.
Oh, right. No, it's limitless, Don.
So eventually I just, you know... get loaded and write like 10 of them
mm-hmm.
and bring them into work, and we did a bit called Crooks Are Stupid. And I know you've done the same thing. You've gotten loaded. You've made up the story.
No, I swear it's true.
And here's the setup now. Here's Buzz's loaded absinthe story.
I deny at least part of that accusation. In Pittsburgh, the FBI is looking for a man for several bank robberies, and although they consider him armed and dangerous, they do not consider him intelligent. At his last bank job, he wrote the stick-up note on one of his own personal checks, which includes his name, address, and telephone number, along with his bank account number.
Jill's not just a name, it's an idea.
Police say that because of the guy's known drug abuse, he's, quote, not in his right state of mind.
Joe.
And I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, yeah, that's the way to think about that. Segway, athlete.
No, there's no way the show's over.
Come on.
He's not in his right frame of mind. And I'm Buzz Burbank.
Okay, now we've got, a minute left.
I don't want to take any more phone calls.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's a hassle.
Hey. Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I just want to know if you guys have heard the one about the guy that was having sex with
horses. Hold on. No, wait. You're calling with a joke. No.
No. It's a story. We had it on the news. Had you heard it, sir? Because we had it here.
You're right. Buzz had it.
Yesterday.
Yesterday? I heard it then. Okay.
Hey, good listener.
Yeah.
That's right. And then he just hangs up. That's where I heard it.
Tomorrow, dinner on the Mayflower.
Yes.
We'll have that. We'll meet the family. Plus tomorrow, so much stuff. The honk for cash and the Jeopardy. And all of the love that comes along with the heaviest travel day of the year.
A little goofier than Tuesday, normally.
Yeah. So we'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Be a deer.
Would you like some Schwarzwald Kirschtort?
And again, that is?
A Black Forest cake.
Thank you, Harris B. Wack.
BM.
Eaters. Guten Abend.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.